Good morning! Are you ready for day three?
Yeah.
You still sound asleep. I understand. I needed two doses of caffeine this morning. Are you ready for day three?
Yeah.
Couple of quick announcements. First of all, please look back at the camera. Please give a warm third day welcome to our international audience in Latvia, South Africa, Australia, New Zealand. Woo! Also, I gotta say, Mr. Andras Lanka heads up that entire international thing. That man does an incredible job at great personal sacrifice of his family and his own businesses. He believes so strongly in this message. Wherever there's a need in the world, he goes to do those replays. So those of you with Andras and his team, congratulations, way to go. That man is a class act. Yeah, for sure. Couple quick announcements. The seat that you're in is your seat for the rest of the day. If you're not in your seat right now, please get there quickly. Make sure you turn your phones on silent. Make sure they're off. I better double check that. Okay, a couple things. Someone asked me, what is my favorite product? So I want to go ahead and quickly cover this. Would you like to know what my favorite product is? All of them. No, okay. No, here's my favorite product. My favorite product, bar none, and I should back this up a little bit. My favorite product is actually Prospect and Close Your Way to Millions. And I'll tell you why, the title. Legitimately, that's the product right there. If you are in a business, if you are in anything that manages any form of sales and marketing at all, where you are dealing with customers, or even if you're responsible for any sort of internet communication, whether it be through email or websites, you need to understand the concepts that are in Prospect and Close Your Way to Millions. But specifically, if you ever talk to clients in person or on the phone, Prospect and Close Your Way to Millions has been responsible directly for me personally and the individuals that I work with. I teach that product, meaning that I teach people to use that product. Like, this is the product. When you get started in business with me, I'm going to give you the same advice that I give anyone who works with me. Do you want the same advice that I give people who work with me? The first advice is, I don't work with you until you own the script books. If you're in the room and you work with me ever in the past at all, raise your hand. Is that true? You do not work until you get the script books, right? Loud, so they can hear you. And the reason being is because you can't duplicate yourself, but you can duplicate a script. I had a woman working with me one time and she said, Jackie, she said, I hired an assistant. And she sat in my office. She was a family friend. And at the end of the day, she said, Jackie, I've got to tell you, I knew you did well for yourself. And I've heard you say that you read scripts, but I never believed you. And I said, when did you believe me? She said, when you had me sit down to watch you.
Wow.
You need to understand that I literally read scripts every day. I'm given entirely too much credit for my skill set because the skill set that I've mastered is reading words on a page. So if you can follow directions, you can have unusual success. So Dani teaches what works. The reason Dani had her success in the home business industry, she made her first million in this industry. She made her second million in this industry. Why? This industry, unlike any other industry out there, gives you the chance to take control of your future. And it gives you the chance to leverage systems. The most basic fundamental system is a script book. Then Prospect and Close Your Way to Million. Now, someone recently said, okay, Jackie, earlier this weekend, someone said, I've got the event, I'm going to creating a dynasty, and I'm going to the next first steps. What else would you recommend? What else would you recommend? And I shared this with them. Do you want to know what I said?
Yeah.
Raise your hand. Do you want to know what I said?
Yeah.
Okay, here's what I said. I said, when you get out of here, and I gave several people this. I was talking to Kim and Rob outside the room, Robert outside the room earlier, and I said the same thing. They said, listen, we want to go out, we want to make this work. I'm going to tell you right now, how many know that when you go home, you don't have people standing in your corner? Raise your hand. They don't believe in you. Who has someone in your life that does not believe in you? Raise your hand. Who has someone in your life that doesn't believe in your vision? Raise your hand. How many of you want to live a different life than what your friends and family believe that you can live? Raise your hand. You have to understand, you've been plugged into an event all weekend long. You have to make a decision that when you get out of here, you're going to be proactive in moving forward, that you're not going to let anybody hold you back. You have to make a decision to have a plan. And that plan is, what are you going to choose? What are you going to choose to be influenced by? Who are you going to allow to pour into you? The millionaire from the stage can work for you every single day if you have the products to listen to. You need to own the products. It doesn't matter if it's prospect and closes your way to millions. It doesn't matter if it's war on debt. It doesn't matter what it is. But you need to make a conscious decision to have your brain plugged into something that's going to encourage you, something that's going to direct you, someone who's pouring into you on a regular basis that's going to allow you to achieve your goals. Because if you listen to the people around you, the media is nothing but negative. They're getting you to spend your money or to hate other people or to hate yourself. Danny's about building you up, allowing you to invest for your future and your family. Danny's about allowing you to be able to develop yourself, to become a better spouse, a better entrepreneur, a better mother, a better father, to make a positive impact in the world. What news organization have you ever heard given that message? What television commercial has ever given that message? Then make a decision to plug yourself into a message that's going to take you forward. Because the problem is, you think you've got it right now. You don't realize you're slipping backwards until you have a chance to look back. You've got to make a decision not to get to a place where you have to look back to realize that you've slipped. You don't know you've slipped. How many of you, this is your second event, third event, or more? How many of you would agree that you didn't realize how much you slipped back? So this weekend, today, Danny's going to be teaching you about what works. She's going to be teaching you to get results in your life. This is by far my favorite day. How many of you would say this is your favorite day? Then here is today's decision time. Today's about making a conscious decision about where you're going with your future. The past 2 days has been about a ride. You were on the bus and you didn't know where the bus was going, but you were on for the ride, right? Today it's about making a decision. You're going to make a decision to lean forward. You're going to make a decision to take notes. You're going to make a decision to absorb the information that's going to transform your life. You've got a multimillionaire on the stage. This is a defining moment right here. She's pouring into you. She's not taking a salary for it. That is incredible. So she's pouring into you. The question is, what are you going to do? What are we going to do? Because together, we can make this world a better place. Together, we can live our lives and achieve something great. Together. But it takes a conscious decision. So here's today's the day. You've got the millionaire on the stage. She's going to be pouring into you. The question is, what are you going to do today? What are you going to be doing when you leave here? Make a decision. Ladies and gentlemen, it's an incredible opportunity, and it's with incredible pleasure that I have the crazy opportunity to welcome to the stage America's favorite millionaire. Get to your feet. Help me welcome, ladies and gentlemen, America's millionaire, Ms. Danny Johnson.
Okay, thank you. You can sit down now. You're totally embarrassing me. Huh? Thank you. Thank you. So sweet. It's really cold in here. Yeah, I can feel that. If I can feel it and it's cold, it's too cold for you. No, you're not cold? Yeah. Where's Jen? Okay, thank you. Okay, good. I'm glad we're warming that up. Well, good morning. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
I am too. I hope you had a great night. I had an amazing night. I had such an awesome night. Shut up. Yes, my husband did stay the night, so I had a really good night. Now, but before that super good night, yeah, marriage secrets. Yeah, we were definitely practicing some of the things that we'll be teaching for sure of that seminar, no question. But I had all my family was together. That was just so precious. All five of my kids were here, three in-laws, meaning my daughter-in-law, my son, and my two son-in-laws are here, and all the grandkids all together in the hotel room. Man, I just cried. I just am really blown away that, first of all, that they like each other. Seriously, I have my three sons. I wish you could see them together. They're crazy. And then my brother, where is Jonathan? He's missing. Oh, he's not normally that way, but anyway, my brother Jonathan, which, could someone find my brother? My brother is here and was here. Something must have happened to him. Anyway, so my brother, you know, so my kids have grown up with their uncle, and my brother and I'm old enough to be my brother's mother. My father just kept going. And so did I, for that matter. But anyway, so my brother, I'm old enough to be his mother. We're 17 years apart, right? So he and my daughter Christine are a year apart. So my boys have grown up with this young uncle, right? Very fit young uncle who loves kids. So last night, how many of you saw on Facebook that when Micah came home from his movie project, right? So like he's home for 30 minutes and here it is, male bonding. How many of you saw that live on Facebook? So I had no idea what was going to happen. I'm like, oh, I just have to see what happens, right? And then Micah, for the first time, one of our boys took Hans down. And I happened to catch it Facebook Live. Like, Hans is a beast. The man is a beast. And he's so strong. And he's really professional. I mean, he's trained with SEALs. He's done all different types of martial arts. He is a trained killer. He hates it when I say that. But he's a trained killer. So anyway, so Micah has been the one to always test his dad's strength. And so, you know, gives his dad a hug and then just starts. They start doing their thing. And then Bree's like, oh, gosh, man, this craziness starts. And then, bam, Micah gets him down on the ground and I happen to catch it. Same thing happened last night with my brother. So Cave, you know, my brother starts to get Cave in a headlock just out of nowhere, right? Everyone's eating. Everyone's having a good time. Kids are running around the hotel room. And then here's the big two men wrestling. Right? So here's Cabe again. So he, you know, Jonathan just kind of grabs him a little bit and, you know, just kind of a little bear hug. And here comes the wrestling match that, you know, the boys testing the uncle's strength. And then they both were bam, bam, bam. Just like Cabe broke something. He left the hotel in a wheelchair. It's funny. You know, and then there's my poor niece, Kaylee. Kaylee, who, she's on her dad. She's like, stop, stop. I said, no, this is what guys do. This is what they need to do. Why? Because they're guys. That's why. They gotta beat each other up, man. They gotta like get their testosterone doing something. They gotta have their time of testing each other's strength and testing their own strength. And it's really hard for women to understand that. But, you know, after 30 years of raising kids, I get it now. It's awesome. I wish you could have seen it. I wish I would have caught that one on video. I did get some pictures, you know, butts in the air. So my brother's like in the air and then Cabe's in the air. And my brother won. And then obviously my son may have broken his foot. We're not totally sure as of yet. He tore a tendon at least or something. His foot swelled up really nice. It was awesome. So I don't know how your night was, but that's what we do. There's always wrestling in our house, and there's always laughing in our house. And I don't know. I feel just literally this morning when I was praying for all of you guys this morning, and I just lost it. Thank you, Lord, that my kids love each other. They love to be with each other, that I've got them with me. Like, this is just massive. There's nothing that makes me happier than being with my family. Absolutely nothing. There's no amount of money. There's no amount of nothing that makes it so worth it than being with my family. So, and to think that I was the last person in the world that ever cared about any of that. You know what I mean? Before. So it's a true testimony that when you continue to grow personally, these kind of things, just everything starts to be made right. You know what I mean? So, which I want to start with, there's Jonathan. Hi, Hans. I just told him the story of you taking Cabe down, which is so awesome. Really, really, really awesome. You look so nice this morning. That is my gorgeous, amazing brother who has such an incredible heart. Single dad. Come here, Kaylee. You can give me a hug. Kaylee. Kaylee. You can give me a hug. Come here. She is the best hugger. She is the best color. How are you? She was laying on me last night, and she kept looking up. She goes, Auntie, you're going to do a good job tomorrow. I just started crying. I'm like, thank you so much. It's awesome. Okay, well, I want to talk to you this morning. We're gonna really dig deep into entrepreneurial skills, and I want to press you a little further about vision and why you're doing what you're doing. There were several questions that some of you wrote in about, like, man, you know, I've kind of lost my steam. I've kind of lost my passion, you know, for what I'm doing. You know, I've kind of been through some stuff. You know, I wish I can get back to how I felt in the beginning when I first started my business. And my question to you is, why would you ever want to go back? You don't want to go back. You want to go forward. You want to go forward. But what's important is that you remember why you ever got started. What was it that spurred you to say yes to whatever opportunity it is that you have embarked on? Whether it is you're a real estate broker, you're in the insurance business, you're in the media business, you're in the travel business, you're in the massage business, the oil business, the skincare business, it doesn't matter what business you're in. There's something that said yes inside of you. So why did you get started? Why did you get started in that engineering field or whatever field it is that you're in? Why? There's another question about a woman who is an actress who is here who also asked, like, how do I build that business? How do I become more successful as an actress? It's all the same thing. Business is a very simple thing. It's not as complex as many of us make it out to be, especially in the very beginning. As you scale your business, that's when things can get like crazier, which is why most people never, ever grow it. They like to just stay somewhere around a million. In fact, 94% of all businesses stay around $1 million a year, 999,000. 94% of all businesses stay right there. So if you're in that range, you're doing great. You know what I mean? If you're somewhere, you know, between a half million and a million in business, that's pretty freaking incredible. And then there's, you know, very few that go to 10 million. And then even fewer that go beyond a $10 million mark. So you have to remember, why did I do this? Why did I get started? What was important to me then? What stirred me then? When we lose sight of that why that is in us, that is when we start to falter in our commitment to what it is that we're doing. And so I have found that in the beginning for me, my why was about helping people. That was my motivation from the beginning. It is still my motivation today. The people that I help are similar to the ones that I helped back then. And yet there's a whole lot that has changed, meaning the help has come much more full circle. It used to always be for me about money. Now it's about literally changing lives. You know, to me, it was the answer to everything was people making more money. It's not necessarily the answer to everything. So when I look back to the motive of where I started, you need to look back to the motive why you started. And sometimes those things change, meaning, yes, making money is really important. But if just making money is what you're all about, it's not going to drive you necessarily forever. And it eventually gets empty because money actually can be kind of boring. It can. Money can actually be boring. It really gets to a point where it's like, oh, okay, well, that's... I mean, you can only eat so much. You can only travel so much. Do you understand? You can only buy so many clothes. You can only buy so many cars. You can only buy so many houses. Do you know what I'm saying? You get to a point where it's like, okay, well, that was cool. You're like, you can only visit so many amusement parks. You know what I mean? You can... It's just, you know, you kind of get to a point where it's like, okay, well, that was cool, but what's next? So I want to challenge you in your why and digging deeper as to why you're here and who specifically it is that you're looking for and helping other people figure out what is important to them, what is their why. And it takes, sometimes it can take a lifetime to kind of figure all that stuff out. But as long as you're working in the direction of figuring that out, it's really important. It's not always going to be crystal clear to you, but if you're in that place where you've kind of lost your passion for it, and part of the reason why we lose our passion is because we get comfortable. When you have a little bit of success, you're no longer hungry. So, and hunger is actually what helps to make that burning desire and that burning why in you so crystal clear and evident. So it's important to continue to focus on why you're here. The why is what helps you to get past rejection. The why is what helps you get past the lulls that happen in business. It's the why that helps you get past the negatives. It's the why that helps you get past whenever there's a change in the market, or when there's a change with a business, or let's say you lose a supplier, or the vendor changes, or the manufacturing changes, or something goes away. Do you understand? When those things happen, your why you're there is what keeps you moving past those things that make you feel uncomfortable, that make you want to quit. And there's always going to be something that's going to come at you that's going to make you want to quit. There was a whole section of years where I wanted to quit. It is actually when Hans and I worked together. It was when he and I were working on the same exact projects all the time together. That's when I was like, this is not worth it. It's absolutely not worth it. This is too difficult. This is too hard. It's not good for our marriage. It's not good for him. It's not good for me. It's not good for the family. Those things, it's like, man, every single month I had to press myself to continue on because I just wanted to quit. It was too hard. It was too much pressure. It was too confusing, and it just wasn't worth it. And so what kept me going was, in my case, was the orphan, the sick, and the widow. Those are the things that kept me pressing through and having to change me and how I thought and how I approached things, and having to help us, he and I both coming together to figure out, how do we fix this? Are we going to continue to work in this contentious place, or are we going to find a solution so that it's going to get easier and it's going to get better? So in the beginning for me, I told you on Saturday, the why was I need to find 40 weight loss testimonials. I'm going to create 40 weight loss testimonials. That was my focus. And there's something powerful that happens when your focus and the prospect's focus are in alignment. And that's what you're looking for. You're looking for alignment between your focus and their focus. When that happens, it's a done deal. That's where you start to create momentum. So you want to get really good at finding what matters to that person and you aligning what matters to you with them. The money is always going to follow if you are focused on helping them get what they want and helping them to succeed. My marketing plan from the very beginning was a simple plan. It's the same today for me personally, internally, and this is what it is. Who can I help to succeed? Who can I help to succeed today? Who can I help to succeed today? Who can I help to succeed today? When you focus on that, when you focus on the success of other people, guess what happens? You become a magnet for people. People want to work with you because your goal and their goal is the same. This is why your goal of making money cannot be your number one goal. Because if your number one goal is making money for yourself, the prospect does not have that goal. Their goal is not to make you money. Do you hear me? The goal of the prospect is not to make you money. So if your goal is, I gotta make money, sorry, disconnect. They wanna make money themselves, so then what should be your focus? Help them make money. Does that make sense? Or if no matter what it is that your business is, right, you got to find out what the goal of the prospect is, help them get that goal, help them achieve that thing, and then it happens, there's a return for you, all right? So even as the example I was using with a restaurant, what's the goal of the person coming to the restaurant? It's an experience, because they can cook their own food at home. Right? So what is the goal of that person? Well, one of the things, if you own a restaurant, you think for yourself, okay, yeah, why do I go to a restaurant? Why do I go to certain restaurants? Right? Why do I not go to Denny's? How many of you do not eat at Denny's? Why? Wow, there's a lot of you that do. How are they in business? None of you eat at Denny's, right? So tell me why you don't eat at Denny's. It's disgusting. What'd you say? My food is better. Exactly. My food is better is why I don't eat at Denny's, right? So you hear what I'm saying? So again, if your goal and the prospect's goal are in alignment, it's a done deal. It's a match. It's a win-win situation. So how in the world do you get to that place of figuring that out? You got to take you out of the equation. So when I was on the phone with my prospects, I wasn't thinking about, focused on the fact that I was homeless and who was going to trust me. I wasn't thinking about and worried about whether or not they'd figure out that I was that broad that bounced all those checks all over town. Do you understand? Or I was the hoe who was sleeping with half the town. That was not my focus. My focus wasn't what my husband had done, Kerry, my husband from Canada. I wasn't focused on my $35,000 debt. I wasn't focused on the job that I couldn't stand. I wasn't focused on any of my past. Do you hear me? I wasn't focused on any of my past or even my present. What I was focused on was, who can I help to succeed? Who can I help to succeed? Who can I help get what they want today? Did you hear me? Today. Did you hear me? Today. Hello? When? Today. It has to be when? Today. It can't be someday. It has to be today. Right? Now there's something about today. Today brings urgency. Today is going to end. And there is somebody somewhere that needs help when? Today. So it's, who can I help to succeed today? All right? So that's been my marketing plan for almost 30 years. It has worked pretty freaking darn well. And it's very simple. Who can we help to succeed today? So you think in terms of not assuming that you know what someone wants for success. Don't assume you know. And there's various different degrees of what people want in success. Do you understand? Okay, there's some people that they have a very low vision for success, and there's some that have a very high level vision of success. It doesn't matter what the vision is, help them get it. Help them get the experience that they want. And honestly, people pay high dollar for experience. And that's what you're bringing people. Do you understand that? It doesn't matter what your business model is. You're bringing them an experience that either they're gonna talk about badly, or they're gonna talk about positively, or they're not gonna talk about at all. Do you hear me? Either they're not going to talk, and if they don't talk about it at all, you lost, right? If they don't talk about it at all, that you lost. Now, that even goes for those of you that do all of your communicating on the internet. If you're not doing something that is hitting them so hard, meaning so squarely in creating an experience for them, even just with your website, that they don't just go, oh my gosh, you have to call these people. You have to use this. You got to read this. Did you see this article? You want to provoke that in them so that they're even something that is one-dimensional. Right? Black and white on a webpage with just floating somewhere in the air. Do you understand? It's not even something that's tangible. It's just somewhere in the air, but yet your writing or your content fits that person so much and connects to that person so much that it causes them to tell their friend about it. Like right when they're on that page. Do you understand? Same with Facebook, that gets people to share what you wrote. Do you understand what I'm saying? So if your focus is, who can I help to succeed when?
Today.
When?
Today.
Yes. And who is it? Who is it that you're looking for that you can help to succeed? Anyone. Anyone. Now, let me break this down and make this one really plain for you. How many of you have never personally talked to your friends or your family or your coworkers from the past about the current product or business or service that you are currently representing? Okay. Now, you have to ask yourself, why am I doing that? By the way, Aaron, I'm at my family reunion last weekend, okay? My cousin comes up to me, who I haven't seen in years, just meaning the family reunions I'm at, she's not at, right? And this woman so inspired me when I was a little girl. She says, you know, I went to get a little massage, you know, at this chiropractor, and I walk in the door, and I see your picture on the wall. And I turn and I say, that's my cousin. And the woman goes, that's not your cousin. That's Danny Johnson. She goes, Danny Johnson is my cousin. She walked into your office. What are the odds, right? What are the freaking odds? My cousin goes to a chiropractor and goes in for a massage, sees my picture, and it's her. It's her office. Small freaking world, man. Anyway, sorry. I saw you. I'm like, I have to tell you this. Back to the training. Okay, so what was I talking about before I told you that? Family and friends. Okay, so you have to ask yourself, why would you not? Why would you not? Why would they not be the first people that you would talk to? Right? Why would they not be the first people you would talk to? So how many of you? Okay, so watch. Okay, so remember we're talking about exposure. There's actually one thing we didn't talk about. When it came to exposure, we did not talk about this. You ready? This is gold right here. Bam. Your list of resources. That is gold. Your own personal list of resources is gold. Everybody else is targeting your personal list of resources. Your personal list of resources is your personal database. Okay, back in the 80s, it used to be called a Rolodex. Right? That's what it used to be called as a role. How many of you remember those days, right? So I started my first business in 1989 or 88 or 89, something like that. So we used to have Rolodexes, right? So that was a list of every single contact that we had. Now, today, they're called databases. It's the same thing as a Rolodex, right? So you have to constantly be building that, but really the one that has the most value is yours personally. The one that you have right now. It's free. This is where you have trust with the prospect. However, you may not have respect, and that's okay, because here's how it works. This is your contacts, right? Sorry, this is your contacts. Those are not your contacts. Oh, poop stain. Hey, it's better than what I used to say, so. And if you're still getting offended by me, there's a problem. Your contacts trust you. And if you're offended by me, wait till you meet my husband. they do. Okay? Your contacts trust you, but they may not respect you. They may not respect you. Okay? However, you can build that respect with your contacts by edifying something else. Edifying your business, your service, your product, or an expert. Edifying somebody else. So in the case of when I'm homeless, I know I have no respect with a cold prospect. I also know that I'm probably not going to have respect because I'm not established, right? I don't know these people. So with perfect strangers, I don't have credibility with those people. So what I did do is I edified other people. I edified testimonials. I lifted up and built up their stories because I didn't have one, right? Hello, remember, I'm 50 pounds overweight and I didn't use the stuff. Do you understand? I'm the fat chick selling diet programs. Okay? So there's no credibility here. Do you understand? And fortunately, they can't see how fat I am on the phone. But when I got to them face to face, they could see, girlfriend, you think you might want to try some of this stuff yourself? Does this really work? I had them so distracted, they didn't pay attention to how big my butt was. Okay? So they couldn't see my big arms or my gut. They didn't see it because I had them so focused on themselves. I had them so distracted on what they wanted. I had them so wrapped up in the emotion of why they wanted to lose weight. that I didn't have the focus on the product. I had the focus on the result of what they were looking for and their problem. So I was just disappearing. You know, the size of my butt, my arms, my gut did not make a difference in the equation. And the fact that I didn't have an office, I didn't have a receipt book. Are you hearing me? That I didn't have any of that stuff. Why? Because I kept the prospect focused on what mattered to them. Rather than making excuses for my situation, right? And that's what some people do. This is what amateurs do. They make excuses for their situation. Say, well, you know, well, I actually tried this and it gave me a lot of gas, but I don't think that's going to happen to you. So people do things like that. They put the focus on them. And when they get the focus on them, now here comes all the objections from the prospect. So it's a very simple thing to just keep the prospect distracted on what they want, right? And so in the case with finding that out, there's a simple question. Why do you want this? So remember in the script that I demonstrated on Saturday, tell me what the main reason is that you have for losing weight, because we'll only work with people who are deadly serious. So it's the same for the Hot Marriage Secrets that's coming up in 4 weeks. There's an application that's got to be filled out. And one of the questions in there is why? Why do you feel you should be at this event? Why do I ask that question? Because you have to sell me as to why I should allow you to be with us for that weekend. So tell me why you want to lose weight in the case of these women. There's a lot of people who respond to ads. There's lots of people who say they want something, but I'm not going to work with just anybody. We will not have any failures. We will only have successes. So you tell me why you want this. In the case with a weight loss situation, it was start bawling, men and women both. I don't feel attractive anymore. I feel like I'm hiding myself. I hate what I see in the mirror. This is all emotional, and that is what you're looking for with your client. You're looking for that emotional connection, that emotional content that is their why. You're not looking for the facts and the figures. You're looking for the thing that moves them so powerfully that's what's going to make them stick to whatever it is that you have. Okay. Now, I know some of you have different types of businesses. Like I said, there's several restaurants that are here this weekend. There's all different types of contracting businesses and all that kind of stuff in here. So I know you're like, well, how does that apply to me? That has to apply with your employees. What's the why for them? And if you can get to the why of your customers who come in and eat your burger, or they come in and take advantage of you remodeling their house, again, what are you doing? What experience are you creating that is so powerful that makes them talk about you? Because you only have that one interaction with them. Do you understand? So the thing that can make their interaction with you so powerful is that you make the focus all about who? Them. You make it about them, that's what sells them on you. Okay? You make it about them, that's what makes them be sold on you. Can you do that? Okay. Is this connecting at all with you? Is it making sense to you? Okay? So keep the focus off that. So your list of resources is gold, right? So with that gold right there, there are people inside of your own personal list of resources, people that trust you, okay? They may not respect you. It doesn't matter if they don't respect you. What kind of freaking respect did I have when I got started? Let's go back to when I was 19. What kind of respect did I have as a woman, a single woman who's 19 years old with my past? What kind of respect? What kind of credibility did I have? Nothing. But I didn't carry myself from nothing. I didn't carry myself from my past. I carried myself for where I was going. Okay? So where are you going? Do you hear me? Where are you going? That's positioning. That's everything. That's what makes people successful. It's interesting when I see people, how they walk, how they talk, how they stand, how they present themselves determines how they are perceived. Do you hear me? So how you dress is important. How you show up. Are you clean? Are you got deodorant on? Did you shave? Did you pull those 5 black hairs off of the top of your nose, men? Did you get the forest out of your ears? Did you clip those long things that are coming out of your eyebrows? And ladies, did you take your hair out of the messy bun? Your husband did not marry a soccer mom. He married his girlfriend, who was hot. And if you ain't hot anymore, you better take a shower and shave. Ladies, show some stuff to him and start touching him everywhere. It's the guys, I love you, Danny. It's just so awesome. Yeah, man, we went to this seminar and my wife treats me like a rock star now. You gotta go to this thing. I'm getting laid, man. This is awesome. Yeah, no, hot marriage secrets. People are gonna have a hard time getting a hold of y'all. See, I promise. We're going to move every barrier that stops the thing from happening. Yes. Okay. So anyway, these people here, it doesn't matter if you have respect. Quit trying to worry about that. But what matters is that you can develop trust. And what do we see with Shane yesterday on Saturday on the stage? Did I show you how to build trust? Yes. And what? How did we do that? Him talking about himself. And don't worry, Shane, that's not because of you. That's just human beings in general. Do you understand? That's not to say, oh, Shane has to talk about himself. No, we all have to talk about ourselves is what I'm saying, okay? So you use this trust with your context. You build respect towards an expert. You edify something else. Now this makes the connection. Take you out of the equation altogether, right? You should actually be disappearing in the equation. So all you are is a conduit connecting two things together that need to be together, right? So what is it for that? Okay, well, it's even connecting your employee with their dream. That makes you shine to them. It's supporting their vision. Sorry. Do you understand what I'm saying? So if you don't know what matters to them, you can't motivate them to continue doing what they're doing. If you don't know what is burning inside of them that they must do, that they must change, where they must go, if you're not connecting them to that thing, and that thing, by the way, may not be your business, may not be your company. Do you hear me? It may not be something you're interested in. And guess what? It doesn't have to be. But what will cause your people to celebrate your business, your company, whatever it is that you are supporting what it is that they love. You are supporting what it is that matters to them. You believe for them what they're believing for. Do you hear me? So, and that takes, again, you out of the equation. But at the end of the day, you turn to that one that you believed in me. Yes. You encouraged me, because trust me, they don't have a whole lot of people. Let me ask you, how many of you do not have a whole lot of people outside of this community that does not believe in you, support you, encourage you, edify you, lift you up, spur you on? How many of you do not have families all around you just going, go, man, you can do it. Dream bigger. You got this thing. But instead, how many of family members going, I don't know if that's going to work. Hey, are you profitable yet? How many of you have had your family do that? Hey, yeah, don't forget where you came from. Hey, you know, you should think about getting a real job. You know, hey, how come you're not just satisfied with what everybody else has? We're blue-collar workers. We're always going to be blue-collar workers. Just can't you just be settled down? I mean, it's not godly to want something. How many of you that is what your family has said and done? So guess what? Guess what? You just told me it right there. You just said that your list of resources has people all around them who are discouraging them. Your list of resources is surrounded by the same people you're surrounded by. They've got something in them just like you got something in you. They've got a hope and something that says, gosh, there's got to be something more than this life that I'm living. There's got to be something more than this job. There's got to be something more than this business that I'm doing. There's got to be something more than this boring marriage I'm in. There's got to be something more than my life just being okay. There has to be something more than just a 9-to-5 job and a Blockbuster. Forget it. Netflix, forget it. Video games. There's got to be something more than this. Why does it seem that everybody else gets to go do something great and I got to stay stuck right here? The same thing that caused you to get here is the same thing that's burning in your list of resources. So your job is to connect them to something that they now can say, I got to grab onto it. I got to go for it. So when you step up and you're that person that's speaking hope into them, it's game over. It's game over. This is where they go, yeah, yeah. This is when now, okay, no matter what it is that you do, whether they join you in that or that you become that trusted advisor in their life that believed in them. Now, they talk about who? You, because you believed in them, because you encouraged them, because you did something that the rest of everyone they know would not do. That's for your coworkers are on your list of resources. I want you to make a list right now. I want you to make a list of every person that you know. I want to see who can do it the fastest. We got 5 minutes. Do it now. We just finished talking about plumbers, contractors. Get the list going. You got 5 minutes. Go. Do it. I want to see who can do the most in five. Better get going. In fact, right now you just say, okay, God, who needs what I got or who needs the encouragement that's in my mouth that I can give to them? Who is it that has a need that I am not currently filling? All right, who's got 10? Who's got 20? Who's got 30? Who's got 40? Who's got 50? Who's got 60? Wow. Who's got 70? Who's got 80? 90? 90? Who's got 100? 110? What do you got? She's still counting. She just knows. 121. Anyone got more than 121? Stand up. How many you got? 625. You didn't write those down. You're right. He already has his list. So she wrote down, and I said, write it down. So that's really good. I said, make a list of names. Write them down. You have 5 minutes. It's pretty awesome that you have 625. Okay, so there's 2 points here. We did it in 5 minutes. Most of you came up with 50 or more. She came up with 121. Give that girl a hand. Do you own 6 figures in 6 months? Do you own unlimited success? What do you not own? What do you want? Gems? Go get it. That's the Gems Mastery Course. Okay, the Gems Mastery Course. It's video, it's audio, it's a workbook. It also allows her to press play where she can have people enter her home or enter her community where she can start getting that information implemented into the community, to her friends, to her family members, all of that stuff. It's a very, very powerful training. Good job. So now you take that 121 people and you're going to make 121 phone calls for the rest of you too. Look, 5 minutes is all it took to make a least list of 50. So each one of those lives knows 2,000 people you do not know. Each one of those lives knows 2,000 people you do not know. You are a conduit. Listen to me carefully. You are a conduit. You are not the answer, but you are one to point people in the direction of how they can achieve whatever it is that they want to achieve. If you don't know what they want to achieve, you can't point them in that direction. Does that make sense? So even as, let's say, even as a contractor. If you're a contractor, you're working and bidding jobs and you are in somebody's house or in their business, are you taking notice of what that business is, what the goals are, or that family, if you're in a home or in a business? Somebody is working to make the payment on the house. Do you understand what I'm saying? So even like Chris with what you do, okay? So he's a financial planner. So you meet with people in their houses or in their offices. You meet with them in your office, one of three different locations. It's home, their office, or your office is where you're meeting with them. So the question is, how did they get that house? How did they get that office? What is the main thing we can do to help you build this business that helps to afford this house and to build that future? Do you understand what I'm saying? You have the ability to now go into in a conversation between form and gems, to go into that setting and no longer just be so much about promoting what you have, but to now get into, okay, what can I do to help your business grow? What do you need? What are you looking for? Look at that question. That's such a simple question. How can I help you build your brand even better? Tell me more about your business. I can't imagine if people that I've done business with asked me that question. It's crazy. If I went into a restaurant and they asked me, so what do? Oh, what kind of customer do you need? What kind of people do you look for? Are you guys hiring right now? Because we have other customers that are looking for jobs. If you tell me the kind of person you're looking for, maybe I can connect you to them. Do you know? Especially that one right there. I mean, we have been hiring for a year. We have been looking through resumes for a year. And it is a challenge to find the right kind of people. It really is. It's a big challenge to find those kind of people. But here we have like five openings available. We eventually will have, we have about 100 openings available. No, seriously. For us to get to 100 million lives, we have to staff way up. So we'll have more than 100 employees eventually. So we're hiring 100 people. I am saying this out loud, and I say it out loud on purpose. Yeah, it's accountability. It's all about accountability. I could easily just go home and stay in my bedroom and read my Bible for 6 hours, 7 hours a day, which I love to do. However, that ain't helping a soul. Not even helping mine. It's not. It's not. Okay, so doing helps you. Get out and do something. So if every one of those people, so the 50 or the 121 or the 625, the question is, who will I help to succeed today? Of that list of names, who can I help to succeed today? You take you out of the equation and you take your motive and you change your motive to who can I help to succeed from that list. There's people on that list that are looking for jobs. There's people on that list that business is suffering. There's people on that list that people's health is suffering. There's people on that list that their finances are a mess. Their marriage is a prison. There are people on that list that are given up on a dream that they had 5 years ago. There's people on that list that are hopeless, that don't feel like they have any future ahead of them. There are people there that are dissatisfied with every area of their life. There's very few people on that list that are happy, go lucky, and everything is awesome. Very few. So when you start engaging with them and you find out through a conversation with form, when you use form to now find out what the strengths, the interests, the goals, and the needs are, now clearly and simply, as you saw with Shane, you direct him to what he wants. You will always end up with a crazy amount of referrals if you're focusing on the success of other people. Always. You will always, always, always have people sending you business because you are doing that for them in some way. Because you're helping to solve a problem in their life. You are representing your brand. You're representing your brand. So they associate you and whatever your business or whatever your brand is together. It's powerful. Very, very powerful. All right, so now we talked about this list of resources. The other thing concerning exposure is numbers. So look, in 5 minutes, a list was created. In 5 minutes, each one of those people know 2,000 people you do not know. each one of them know. 2,000 people you do not know. That is an endless source of leads. That is a fact, by the way. Social scientists have studied the market and found that by the time you are 20 years old, you know 2,000 people. By the time you're 20. Now with Facebook, it's crazy how many friends you can collect through social media platforms and how simple it is to actually engage with people. So you take form to Facebook. You take form to Instagram. You take form to Twitter. So you don't just get on your social media and just blah. No, you get on social media and start to engage in conversation, asking people more about themselves, what they're excited about, what matters most to them. You can actually see what some of their interests are, digging deeper. Tell me more about what you like about cycling. So I've had those conversations with my little brother and found out that he loves cycling. He's a crazy man. How many miles? 203. Yeah, he's from Seattle to Portland. He just did that race. Yeah, let's go up to Seattle and ride a bike in a day, 203 miles. Wow. Wait, with a bad knee. Yeah, he's had arthritis for 8 years. What? I can fix that. That's awesome. He can. Okay, so you get interested on Facebook. You start forming people on social media. You literally just start forming them. You start getting to know who they are. You use the same exact questions that I gave you on Saturday. You use that in social media. That's another way to re-engage with people you haven't talked to in a really long time also. My daughter would not be married to her husband had I did not form somebody on Facebook. No joke. I wouldn't have Anthem and Zion if I had not formed an old classmate that judged me harshly for having a teen pregnancy when I was 17. So I went to high school with a bunch of church people. I came back pregnant to say hi. They didn't like that very much. Seriously, and I got wrote off for 25 years. There was no contact. As soon as we started our Facebook page, then all of a sudden there was contact. We didn't know about each other's life at all. Started forming her on Facebook. Private message. How are you? Who did you marry? How many kids do you have? Went over and I looked at her page. My gosh, your sons are gorgeous. They are. And now one of them is my son. Absolutely gorgeous, brilliant, amazing young man. So she would ask me questions. Well, what are you doing? Who are you married to? How many? I didn't answer my questions. The thing about social media that is so fun and so easy is you 100% can be in, what's the word? Concharge. You can be in concharge of the conversation. You're totally in concharge of the conversation. So I'm asking her, who did you marry? How many kids you got? Then I go over and look. I go, my goodness, your sons are absolutely gorgeous. Are any of them single? Yes, they are. Well, what are you doing these days? Oh, I'm doing this, this, and this. You married Darren. Darren was the hottest guy in high school. He's the hottest guy in high school. And she married him. So anyway, it was awesome. Wow, you married Darren? Okay, what do you guys do? What does he do? How did you guys get together? Like, how did that happen? There she is, writing me a book every single time I ask a question. Okay, and in it she would be, but what about you? Who did you marry? How long have you been married? How did you meet him? Ignored. Don't answer the question. Ask her another question about her life. You want to be the one that doesn't talk about you. You want to be the one that just pulls information out of everybody else. Make them so curious about you that in this case, she then started to Google my name. She did. I didn't tell her anything. So then all of a sudden, I get a private message. She goes, my husband's going to Hans's internet boot camp. What? How did you hear about that? He's there in Dallas with him now. What? And we're coming to First Step Success in LA and we're bringing our son, Zach. Wow. Never, listen, she's whining to me that she's broke. She was whining to me that she's broke. Darren lost his business. He was a contractor. Da, 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 da. Like, oh, that's too bad. She gets a hold of stories on Facebook, watching video after video of testimony after testimony after testimony after testimony after testimony after testimony, and ends up finding the money to get on a plane and come see an old high school mate that she totally rejected. Do you understand? And today we share the same grandchildren. We share the same grandchildren. Honestly, Zach is like the dream son-in-law, the dream son-in-law. Did not touch my daughter, did not dishonor her. He kept his purity, she kept her purity to the day they exchanged vows. That is phenomenal to find a young man that would honor a virgin, that would honor her parents, that would honor the way she was raised, and him to honor his parents the way he did. That's miraculous, right? All from what? Form on Facebook and not talking about myself. What am I going to say? Well, haven't you seen me? I was on Oprah. Did you ever see Secret Millionaire? That was me. Here, let me send you some links. I was on The View. Heck no. That's disgusting. She doesn't care about that. She cares about the struggle she has in her relationship. She cares about the struggles of raising three very hungry teenage boys. She cares about getting the bills paid. Do you understand? So I just kept her talking about herself. This woman actually ended up entering in a business with a client that I recommended her to and made $119,000 that very first year. Plugging into First Step Success, paid off over $256,000 worth of debt. Her family became completely debt-free. Isn't that crazy? Simple form. So everybody you know has a need. Everybody you know has a need. What is it? Everybody you know has a need. Who is helping them fill that need? Well, let me ask you this question. Prior to being introduced to this place, to this community, how many of you had needs? And how many of you did not have your friends or your family members or your coworkers helping to fill those specific needs? Look around the room. So you are surrounded by a people not helping you fill that need. So what does that tell you about your list of resources? They all have needs and there's a good chance that no one's helping them. So what would happen if you become the one that does? That's opportunity that's right in front of you. And there's always opportunity in front of you. Here's another thing. When it comes to numbers, business is nothing but a numbers game. It's nothing but a numbers game. So if you're not talking to people, and you're not forming people, and you're not using gems, you're missing millions of dollars, leaving it on the table. Like, how in the world, Danny, I don't have a business model where I can make millions of dollars. You are limiting yourself. You have no idea how one thing leads to another, which leads to another, which leads to another, which leads to another, which leads to another. Opportunity is all around you. It's surrounding you all the time. And remember I told you that you can become financially independent without making millions of dollars. There's lots of people, you can ask my friend David, there's lots of, he and I have been in a similar business for a lot of years. There are lots of millionaires that die broke. Lots of millionaires that die with a crazy amount of debt and are completely broke. Lots of them. So making a lot of money does not guarantee financial independence. Not ever. Not ever. So that necessarily cannot be even your goal, to make $1 million. No, if you want financial independence, there's lots of ways to get there. Lots and lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of ways to get there. So many different avenues. Some hard, some simple. Don't just have your mindset on one. Seriously. And for some of you, making $1 million could be the worst thing that could happen to you. I'm not kidding you. For some of you, it's the worst thing that can happen to you. Money makes you more of who you are. Money makes you more of who you are. Money makes you more of who you are. And some of you are going to have to change internally who you are so that money doesn't kill you. Mm-hmm. So that money doesn't destroy your family. Money makes you more who you are. It magnifies it greatly. Greatly magnifies it. Okay, so with numbers, how, and this is really important, how many people a day will you commit to talking to? And what we were talking about earlier, about vision. We're talking about earlier, about vision. We're talking about my why, your why. Why am I doing this? Your why has to be bigger than making a lot of money. Because you will find reasons not to make a lot of money. But if you really connect with why you're here and what this is about and that you want to do something that's bigger than you, bigger than a business, bigger than even your family, you want something that's bigger than that, then establish that. And here's a list of contacts to use to go after that. They all know 2,000 people you do not know. Those 2,000 people have what? Needs. Those 2,000 people that each one of your people have needs, don't they? It is an endless supply of leads. Endless supply of leads. The person to your right knows 2,000 people you don't know. The person to your left knows 2,000 people you don't know. That's 4,000 people, 6,000 including you. And they're all free leads. It's all free leads. Not to mention, do you know who your boss is? He's got 7 billion contacts. He happens to be your dad too. 7 billion contacts. It's an endless supply. But each one knows 2,000 you don't know, and each one of them have needs. And if you become the professional need filler, it's a done deal. Never run out. So, but here's how, okay, that's huge, right? That's a huge amount. How many are you going to talk to every day? How many are you going to talk to every single day? If you spent 80% of your time for your business getting new business, I told you about this restaurant in our town. He's got the greatest food in town. He's got the greatest view in town. He's right on the river. Beautiful location. Great food. How do I know? My son's one of the chefs. Anyway, he has great food. Even before my son was one of the chefs, they had great food. But the point is that he's got the better of experience in the whole town. It's hands down the best location. But he doesn't get out and talk to people. He doesn't get out and promote his business. So for me, when I first started in my very first business almost 30 years ago, it was 10 people a day. I got to talk to 10, no less than 10 people a day. 10 people a day. Are you willing to talk to 10 people a day? Is your vision worth it? Now again, when I say your vision has to be bigger than your business, bigger than money, now we have a bigger goal that we're shooting for. We have something that is, let's say, more important and drives you better. Your business is nothing but a vehicle to help you get there. It's not the only vehicle that's going to help you get there. Did you hear me? It's not the only vehicle. There might be many. Your job is not the only vehicle to help you get there. There will be many vehicles that will help you plug into that. That doesn't mean go find 5 businesses. What that means is there's lots of different things and opportunities that will be around you that will help as conduits to help put you there. Okay? My goal is to give $1 million a month away. That's my goal. $1 million a month away. Okay? We're doing pretty good towards that. Now, I never imagined, with that being my goal, that I would have other people who have similar goals and they're helping to give towards that goal. So do you understand? So it's not just you, it's not just me and the money that I can generate to help me get to that goal, but it's also my contacts that are also engaging in helping to get towards that goal. The 1,000 homes, for example, right? So I have to build my business to help achieve that goal, but at the same time, there's been many other avenues who helped and at least gave a dollar towards the 1,000 homes project. Okay, well, there you go. See all these avenues? See all these avenues? That's a lot of avenues of people that gave towards the same goal. Does that make sense? So once you have that, now you have to decide. You have to break it down and come backwards. How many people a day am I going to talk to? How many people a day am I going to talk to? What is it? What's your commitment level? What is your dream worthy of? What size commitment and what kind of activity is your dream worthy of working towards on a daily basis? It has to be on a daily basis. So how many is it? If it's one or two, forget about it. You ain't serious. You ain't serious at all. And how many people a day will you talk to? How serious are you about achieving the thing that you're saying you want to do? Nobody else is telling you to do it. You're saying you want to. You're here because you got something you want to do. You're here because you've got a need that needs to be filled. So how many people a day are you willing to talk to build that business as the main, for now, avenue to help you get to the bigger goal? Is it three? You're still not serious. You're still not serious with three. How many is it? This is where the rubber meets the road. You say you want to be financially independent. You say you want to be successful. You say you want to help change the world. You say you want to save families. You say you want to save marriages. You say you want to save the world with better health. You say for whatever it is you want to help protect the world, whatever it is that you want. How many people, it comes down to how many people a day am I going to talk to? So how many is it? How many is it? Why are you looking at me like that? You look like you're constipated. How many is it? She said 57. It's a funky number. You like funky. Yeah, that's good. So 57, she's going to talk to 57 a day. Can you talk to 57 a day? How many hours is it going to take? This is the question. These are the questions now. Okay, how many did I say I'm going to talk to? How many hours does it take to talk to that amount? Because if I'm not talking to new people every day, I'm not serious about my vision. If I'm not seeing new prospects every single day, I'm not even in business. So that's what it comes down to. So listen to me. Don't begin all, okay, well, now I'm afraid. Why would you be afraid? You have a skill set that was given to you on Saturday morning and one that was given to you yesterday with gems. You have a superior state of communication now. You know how to talk to people in a way where you won't get rejected. And wait, what are they rejecting if they reject you? What are they rejecting if they reject you? They're rejecting their dream because you are not there giving them your dream. Hello? You're not there selling your dream. You're there connecting them to theirs. So how can you be rejected? You can't be rejected. You're not in the equation. Did you hear me? You're not even in the equation. That's the facts. So if fear comes in, like, that's silly. That means you stepped into the equation again. So step out of that equation. It's you connecting them to what they want, not you connecting them to what you want. Can you connect people to what they want? Yes, you can. Now, for every person that you talk to, is your product or service the thing that connects them to what they want? No. It's not, but could it be maybe eventually? Quite possibly. Absolutely, quite possibly. If you sell a business or something that helps them make money, well then that's a good match. Right? If their need is better health, then it's a good match if you're selling something that has health. Okay? But if their need is that their children are driving them absolutely freaking bonkers and you have a travel business, what should you do? Direct them to someone who sells a really good parenting program that is not just, you know, teach your kids manners stuff, but actually grooms them for success and grooms them to become business owners or great employees one day or good citizens and people that know how to manage money who are able to create wealth and also de-stresses the house. Yeah, in the meantime of all that training that you're doing with your kids, well, let me see. Where could you direct them if the mom is going crazy? I mean, is there some, you know, book or training program on grooming the next generation for success? Okay, so if the need is that the parents going crazy, they got too much going on, they're filled with anxiety, their life is a mess, Okay, and you've got makeup that you're selling. But the glaring need is my life is out of control. I feel like I'm on the verge of a nervous breakdown. Is makeup going to solve the problem? Probably not. Not today. It might make her feel better about being a mess. It might be a good distraction away from the mess. And women like distractions, that's for sure. And they look for things to put on top of things to make things look better. Thus hiding my dark circles today. I had a great night. But anyway, so with my children. Anyway, and my brother-in-law. I mean, my brother. That's Hans's brother-in-law. Anyway, so bottom line is that people like to force what they have to fit the need of the person. But if you help fill that need, I promise you, it comes back around to you where they will either promote you, refer you, or do business with you. That's the bottom line. You stand out to them. So if it's 10 a day, now you break it down to, if I'm making 10 phone calls a day, if that's what my number is, or if it's 57, it's how much time and what time am I doing that? What time am I actually going to do that? And you set that appointment. And your job is professional need filler. Professional need filler. So you'll be giving a lot of referrals, and you'll be bringing people into your business. Both ways, by the way, giving referrals and bringing people in, both ways ends up in business being built. Both do. Because now you're a resource center. All right. So whatever the number is, you have to establish that. You need to establish it today. You're going home tonight. So you need to establish what that number is. So if you're leaving here and let's say you don't have a job, you need to find one, all right, how many applications or how many resumes, how many phone calls are you going to make? And by the way, phone calls are going to beat out your resume all the time. All the time. Phone calls are going to beat out your resume. Your resume is going on top of a pile of 1,000 other resumes. And trust me, we're hiring right now. It's glaze over. It's glaze over. Right now, I just go, who's been bouncing around job to job? You're out. I don't care what your qualifications are. If you've been bouncing around job to job every 2 years, you're gone. Not even going to look at the application. Not for the high-level positions I'm hiring for. If we're hiring for something lower, okay, fine. I don't care if you jumped around as much. But if you're jumping around, no, you're not who I'm looking for a CFO. You're not who I'm looking for a controller. You're not who looking for a director of King's Ransom. Nope. So you don't want to be that one that your resume is getting disconnected just because of black and white phone calls. So if you need a job, you better be on the phone all day or dressed nice in an office at the place where you're wanting to engage with. Everything is numbers. So whatever the number is, now you tell me what time are you doing it. What are your personal store hours? What are your personal business hours that you're going to focus on getting these activities done? Not thinking about these activities? Not talking about these activities? Actually getting it done. Getting it done. That's where the rubber meets the road. Results. And that's the mind you got to have, is results. Results mentality means I have to produce something today. I got 10 minutes. I'm going to take two questions about what we're talking about right here, right now. One, can I get her a mic? Thank you.
When networking is part of your schedule, Lean, does that go in white space? And then secondly, I need to do one-on-ones to follow up to find their what their needs are.
And what do you mean? Why would networking go into white space?
Well, I don't. That's what I'm asking. Does it go into your white space, or does it go into work time?
Exactly. Time secrets helps you to optimize your time. You want that. You bought it. Good job. So you'll know what white space is. So it's basically you're going to live your life on a calendar, and that calendar basically tells you where you have free time. Yeah. Good job. Good job. Yeah, so you set appointments for each activity it is that you do. And so the activity of networking, for example, she's asking which category should that go in. So that's prospecting.
Okay. And right? One-on-ones are as well?
One-on-ones are absolutely prospecting. Okay. Yeah, that's all business time. Are you doing dishes?
No.
Okay. Are you washing your car when you're at a networking meeting?
No.
Okay. So
okay. Still prospecting though. Okay.
Yeah, that's all prospecting time for sure. So, but the thing that you have to do, because some people just like to go out and just network forever and mm-hmm. never get anything done. Mm-hmm. So the whole point of networking is to set appointments, to get a lead to set an appointment. And so you just need to make sure that each day you're setting appointments. Each okay. day that you're working, you know, however many days a week that you are engaged in that business. I don't know if your business is open 7 days a week, 6 days a week, or 3 days a week, whatever it is. You want to make sure that you set those appropriate hours. And in those appropriate hours, you have to be getting in front of people. Not just networking, but presenting. There's got to be a time where that presentation, whatever the presentation is being done for that person. And that you're getting to some kind of a close where you're asking those closing questions. So don't be lopsided in networking, collecting lots and lots of leads, and never sitting down with somebody, never making that appointment, never sitting down for that presentation. So the goal literally has to be, how many presentations did I do today?
Okay. And that's not inclusive. And then when you were talking about 10, what your minimum is, that 10 is not just new people. It can be people off your existing list or...
What do you mean existing list? The list of resources? List,
yeah, correct.
Yeah, totally. Okay. Yeah, that's 10 phone calls, 10 brand new, you're making 10 brand new engagements each
gotcha.
Day.
Okay.
Yep, I don't care how or where those come from. Best to do first is your own list of resources.
Right.
Start with that. Because think about this, guys. If you got a list of 2,000 people, right, that's going to keep you busy for a while. It really will. And if your whole thing is, who can I help to succeed, and you're calling them to find out what it is that they need so you can help them to succeed, it's going to keep you busy. Okay. And you're going to end up with a whole lot of stuff stirring all over the place and lots of business opportunity for you and for them. And you'll be connecting people to what they need, and there's follow-up processes and all that stuff. And just say, hey, listen, you might know someone that in today's economy, the same pitch that I did on page 38 with Shane, that same exact pitch. You know, it sounds like you're doing great, but you might know someone. Would you mind taking a look at this website? I'd like to get your opinion. I'd like to know what you think about this, and think about someone that you may know that may need something like this. But don't do that with your friends and family members until you have found what their need is and you help to start pushing them in the direction of what their needs are. Sometimes when you talk to them, you're going to find a direct connect right away. They have a need, you can fill it. Okay? That's not going to happen all the time.
Right?
And by the way, listen, guys, if you get your list up to 2,000, and let's say that you even have some kind of ad campaigns that are out there, if you have lots of leads, you will never be in lead deficit disorder. Lead deficit disorder is a scary place. Sucks. Makes you weak. Makes you super weak. So that's what I'm saying. Build that list. Write out that list. In 5 minutes, the least amount that was made was 50. The most that was done was 121. So if you've got lots of leads, you're not ever going to beg somebody or force them into what you have. You don't ever want to force someone into what you have. But everyone you knows someone who needs what you got. Did you hear what I said? Everyone knows someone that needs what you got. It may not be the one that you know that needs what you got, but they may know someone out of the 2,000 people they know that might need what you need, what you have. So it's a way of getting your brand out there. Go ahead.
Hi, thank you. Since coming to First Steps, prior to coming here, I'm an Emerald personality, and I very rarely spent time with personal relationship development and am learning to do more in that and more forming and things like that.
Good
but
job.
Now I'm challenged with how to stop talking because I feel like I'm not being efficient with my time. And I'm trying to find a happy medium between establishing the relationships that are going to, you know, slow down to speed up type thing. And because I'll find myself on the phone for an hour with someone, and that's not...
Oh, I'm so glad you asked this question.
Good use of my time.
So glad you asked this question. Yeah. Okay. If you're on the phone with an hour with someone, it's because you're doing too much talking. Okay? You're talking about yourself. Let me tell you, form is not an opportunity to talk about yourself. Form is an opportunity to have someone else talk about themselves. So why don't you come up with me, and I want to demonstrate something with you. First of all, if you're taking an hour, by the way, you are stunning. Absolutely stunning.
Praise the Lord.
And I really, really appreciate your heart to wanting to learn to communicate better with your husband, with your child or children.
I have twins. You have twins. One is here with
me. I really appreciate that. And I know the challenge of it coming from that personality. It's not easy. And it's a giant mountain to climb. But your discipline, you're a very disciplined woman. You're a very consistent woman. And you're a very persistent woman. And with that consistency and that diligence, you're gonna nail it. This is not going to be your weakness forever. And it's not even going to be your weakness a month from now. Because you are so diligent and you're going to fine tune it all every single step of the way. And your heart is going to be, you're going to get to know your own heart because you actually have a good heart. You just feel like you are a bad person because of the bad communication and the relationships that you've avoided. Okay. You have a good heart and you've stayed away because you don't want to hurt anybody. And that just shows that you have such an amazing heart. And so God's answered your prayers with bringing you to training so you can learn exactly the words and the way to be able to communicate so that your heart actually is what's coming out. So
thank you. Awesome. That in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. All right. So let's just do it. I want you to form me. Okay. So go ahead.
Hi, what's your name?
Danny.
Hi, Danny. Hi. Where are you from?
I'm from an hour from here.
An hour from here? Have you lived there a long time?
About 8 years.
About 8 years?
Yeah.
What is it that you do there?
I'm a mom.
You are?
Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. How many kids do you have?
I have 5.
Wow, praise the Lord. You must be busy.
Just a little.
Wow, and you took time to do all that. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. That's fantastic. That's fantastic.
Thank
Now, where did you live prior to living there?
I lived in California.
Oh, nice, nice. And were you born there? Or did you move there?
Okay, I'm going to time you out right now
because
I can tell you what's going on. You're trying way too hard.
Okay.
I want you to be yourself.
Okay.
You're trying to be a sapphire.
Yeah, I'm not yet.
You shouldn't ever be one. You weren't born to be a
sapphire.
I
actually have a friend that's a sapphire, so that's good. Yeah. I don't need to be one.
No. No. No, you don't need to be one. You need to be what he created you to be. Yeah, that's what you need to be, is what he created you to be. You don't need to try to be somebody else. And you're coming across as you're trying to sell me something. So it's like you're just a little... You're over the top excited about talking to me, and it makes me wonder why.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So just be yourself.
Yeah.
Doesn't it feel uncomfortable to be that way?
I'm trying to figure out who I am.
I know. Me too. Me too. I'm still trying to figure out who I am. So we're on a good journey together. It's awesome. Yeah. So I want you to just be you. Just be you. So do you have a best friend? Do you have a friend that you're closer to more than anybody else?
My mom.
Okay, cool. So when you're talking on the phone to mom, Diana is so precious. She's helping you. Your mom is who you're the closest with.
Yes.
Right? So how do you talk to your mom?
Hey, mama.
There you go. That's who I want on the phone.
Okay.
That's who I want on the phone. That tone that you have is just real, and that's just who you are. Versus, let me give you an example, okay? I'm gonna present it to you so that you can see how it feels. Okay? You ready?
Yeah, it wasn't very good. I didn't do very good. Okay.
You did a great job, and I'll tell you, you did a great job in asking me more questions. You did an awesome job controlling the conversation.
It's my tone.
Yeah. If you just be you,
okay. You
have me like putty in your hands.
Okay.
Right? So because you're trying to be someone else, it makes me uncomfortable. And I'm wondering, what do you want? Are you trying to sell me something? And I think you're thinking that. I think you're thinking they're wondering if you want something from them.
Yes. Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So because you're thinking that, you're presenting that.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you're literally provoking the question in my head of what does she want?
Okay.
Why is she talking to me? Okay, so let me just go ahead and demonstrate it with you, all right?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, what's your name?
Hi, I'm Carrie.
Hi, Carrie. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you.
Where are you from?
From Daytona Beach.
Oh, wow. Daytona Beach, that's really cool. Yes. So how long have you lived there?
a long time, my whole life.
Oh, wow. Wow, that's amazing. So you never lived anywhere else?
Well, yes, actually, I did. I lived in L.A., I lived in Atlanta, I lived in Manhattan.
Oh,
back
wow.
home.
Wow. Okay, so, like, how long did you live in those other places?
Yeah, that's really bad, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah, it's bad.
Do you get it?
Yeah, I do. Yep.
Okay, versus
the real you, who you are, when
right.
you talk to your mom.
Sure.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So it would be, we can pretend we're at Walmart, or it could be a phone call, or are you not at Walmart? You don't do Walmart. Okay. So let's say, are you talking about calling cold leads, or are you calling friends?
Friends.
Okay, cool. Well, that's even better. Mm-hmm. That's even better. So ring, ring.
Hello?
Gary.
Yeah.
How's it going?
Oh, it's good. Hey, Danny. How are you?
I'm good. Oh, how nice. Are you?
I'm awesome.
Good.
Doing awesome.
You know, I was in some strange place. It doesn't matter where it was, but your name popped in my head, and I just felt like I needed to call you to see how you're doing.
Awesome. Well, that's awesome. I'm doing really good. How are you?
Good. What you been up to?
Growing, personally, actually.
Just really?
Spending a lot of time growing and spending time with the boys and just really focused on them and myself and getting to the next place.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome. How are the boys?
They're awesome. Better than I could have ever imagined.
How are they? How old are they now?
They're going to be 8 in October.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to have any more?
This restaurant is closed.
So not out of your body.
No, not out of mine.
Not out of your body. So they're going to be 8. When?
October 12th.
Wow. That's exciting. So what are they into?
Major is into growing a business.
Major. Yes. Such a great name.
Yeah, he's a leader.
That's such a great name.
Yeah.
Major. What was the middle name you guys gave him?
Major's middle name is Vaughn, and it's a family name.
Wow.
And his brother's name is Thor.
You're amazing. That's some amazing names. Can you see how comfortable you are now?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So friends first, right? So these people are your friends, or they're contacts that you've made. They're a connection you've already made with them from this list. So just be you.
Right.
And it's real simple because, you know, your name popped in my head one day. It's true. Their name popped in your head and you wrote it down. And I thought I wanted to call you and see how you're doing.
I actually have used that from the
script book.
Things I bought. Yes.
Yeah. That's a script, by the way, in the script book.
Yeah.
So
I wrote it down on a piece of paper.
Yeah. I wrote it down on a piece of paper and I'm just calling to see how you're doing.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know. You made me a little nervous. Sorry about that. But anyway, praise the Lord. Hi.
Hi. So just be you. And it's, if in other words, are you busy?
Am I personally busy?
Yeah.
Yes, very busy.
Right? Do you think that maybe those 2,000 people on your list are also busy?
Yes.
Do you think they have an hour to talk on the phone just to shoot?
No. Well, sometimes they do. I mean.
No, that's just because you're controlling the conversation and leading it for an hour.
Okay. Is it appropriate to say to someone, listen, I just had a couple of minutes and I thought of you and I wanted to call? Is that inappropriate?
No. See, I don't think that people have a desire to talk for an hour. I bet if you were to record those conversations, you would find that you're doing at least more than 50% of the conversation.
Okay.
So if you're talking, that's another 30 minutes.
Right.
Right?
Yes.
So, and if you're keeping that conversation going and going and going, again, the point is to help find a need. Right? So when you say, hey, you know, I wrote your name down, wanted to see how you're doing, and then you form it, it shouldn't take more than 5 minutes, 5 minutes max to go through form. You're going to find some need that is right there.
Okay.
Right? And so as you hit that first thing, or even a strength, right? If you're finding a strength that they have that, you know, say, you know what? I feel bad. I really have never gotten to know what it is that you do specifically in your job. Mm-hmm. Right? Getting them to talk about, what do you like about it?
Right.
What do they do? What kind of customers do they actually need? Can you tell me more about that product? Because I think I might know some people that could benefit from that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So that's a 5 minute, 10 minute max conversation.
Okay.
So that's it.
Sure.
And then you're on to doing something.
Right.
Do you understand? So part of it is that you're unsure about what you want to present to them. Is this true?
It's very true, yes.
So that's why the conversation's going on too long.
Okay.
It's because you're unsure about where you want to direct them. It's real simple. You find a need, that need, you are going to direct them to a place where they can go. You're going to refer them to something, or you're going to ask them what you can refer to them. Like, if that need is that something that you can, you know what, I'm going to get off the phone with you. I'm going to call a couple of people and see who I know who maybe who could use that healthcare system, you know, or I might know someone that needs a contractor, whoever it is that you're talking to, whatever it is that they do. Now that's an action item. This is a get it done. Mm-hmm. So then that now puts you on the phone with the next contact, right?
Right.
And you're forming that next contact now, right?
Right?
And find out what that need is. And hey, by the way, I just got the phone with Sue, and Sue has something that might benefit you. Let me connect you with her. Mm-hmm. Do you have a couple minutes? I can connect you now on three-way, or do you see what I mean? So it's looking for the action item to get the thing done. Just talking on the phone is not the done part, right? So it's leading them to some result. And so when it's a need financially, you know, whether it's paying off debt or looking for something else to do, or I don't know what your business model is, but whatever it is, whatever it is that you have, then it's appropriate to say, you might know someone that needs this.
Right.
Can you take a look at this? It's like a 5-minute thing on the internet. Take a look. I'll call you back in 5 minutes. Let me know what you think.
Okay.
And who you might know that might need it. All right. So
thank you.
10 minutes is the max that you ever want on a conversation. Okay. When you're prospecting.
Okay. I appreciate you.
Yeah, appreciate you too.
Thank you so
You're beautiful.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, let's take a 15-minute potty break. Okay. Thank you. I wore this in Nicaragua, and what I wore yesterday, I wore in Nicaragua. It made it easy to pack. It's like, just gonna just wear everything I wore there. Okay, I'm excited. I have to finish the water? All right. Jeezy peasy. I have a lot of bosses, by the way. She's one of them. Mm-hmm. You're my friend, and you're one of my bosses, and I love working for you. Jen is my other boss. She controls my life, and she does a really good job. Okay. All right. I'll do one more question on this topic. No, I'm not. I'm going to do something over here. All right. Some of what I'm about to show you and tell you is going to make sense to you, and some of it is not at all. Some of you, your business models are absolutely perfect from what I'm about to present to you. And some of you will choose to disengage with a plan that I'm going to show you. Something that we didn't talk about earlier was leadership development. Can we get those extra meetings that are happening in the back of the room to find their butts in a seat? Jonathan. Krista. I love you too. Am I doing okay?
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. I just want you there. Trying to get the meetings that are happening in the back of the room to stop. Okay. So I want to give you a secret of how I accelerated my business really, really fast. And it was kind of an accident. And it was out of a... out of a need. Not only mine, but the need of the people. How many of you desperately want to succeed? And you will encounter people in your life that desperately want to succeed. And they're willing to do what it takes to succeed. Period. They have to pay their own price. They have to pay their own price in order to succeed. They have to make their own investment in order to succeed. They have to press play themselves in order to succeed. You can't drag anyone across the finish line. You can't force anyone to have a strong desire to persist. You can't force anyone to not quit. Each person who's going to rise to the top is going to rise on their own desire, not your desire. Anyone that's going to become financially independent is going to be because that's what they wanted for their life. You can't force anyone to build a business. You can't force anyone to do what you want them to do. But what you can do is lead them and direct them to where they can get training or inspiration or motivation. Do you understand? Influence, that they can be influenced to build that desire stronger. So let me just ask you this. You know, environment is everything. Who you surround yourself with largely determines where you go and what you do in life. The influences that you choose to have in your life determines largely how far you go. And so, which is why we've created this environment, because I could do this all online, you know. Right? We could do this in a webinar format where there is no community connecting. In fact, we could make a whole lot more money doing just webinars that we charge a ton of money for online where there is no community at all. Okay? But why do we create the environment? Why do we create this culture? This is where the greatest impact happens. Webinar and information is not what makes it happen. Okay? But it's when community gets together, where people meet each other, where they are surrounded by a completely different group of people, of like-minded individuals, that you're strengthened by one another. Okay, that's where the strengthening comes from. That's where the new commitment comes from. And you find that things start to get stronger in you. You get more and more focused, more and more intense, more and more deliberate with your actions is what happens. So the secret for me when I was building, when I'm still building, and what I still use to build my business is this right here. So how does that work and why? Because like I said, there's something in every human that they want to rise. They want even people who, let's say, are not even fully mentally developed. How many of you have seen the stories, even online, of even severely retarded children that have a dream? How many of you have seen these videos? You see the video with one of the kids, severely retarded, body is mangled, but has verbalized, "I want to run a race." And the father runs the race, pushing the kid with the wheelchair through the race, doing an Ironman, right? So do you see what I mean? So even someone who has birth defects has something in them that they want to do, okay? Then there's us who don't have any birth defects, and we have every ounce of opportunity that is around us to be able to do anything it is that we want to do. But largely, what keeps us back is our environment. What keeps us back is who we're surrounded by, the influences that we've given our lives over to on a daily, weekly, monthly basis. So the big secret for me is, I remember I said earlier that you have to have a focus that's bigger than your business. You need to see your business and your career as nothing but a car. It's a car. It's a vehicle. It's a car. You put people in the car and you drive them to a place where the best can come out of them, where they can start to have the scales taken off of their eyes. They can start to dream. They can start to feel. They can start to plan. They can start to see that they can have more. So the business is a vehicle. It's a car. I don't care what the business is. But it's a car to drive people to where they want to go. So I used this format right here, First Steps to Success and Creating a Dynasty, to build my business. Like, what are you talking about? I've had many other businesses. And we've always used this format to bring people to like-minded individuals to where they could work on themselves so that they could start to build inside of themselves the bigger dream. So they could start to realize that there was something in them that they were called to that was bigger than just themselves, to break them away from their normal set of circumstances, to break them away from the normal mindsets, and to come into a place where their excuses are being pounded, the error of their ways are being exposed, that what it is that is stopping them is being revealed right before their eyes, where they're being given tools that are actually accessible and easy to use. And if you give someone a tool, they actually have a tendency of wanting to use it. That's what happens. When you put a tool in someone's hand, they automatically, well, I want to test this thing. I want to see how it works, right? So how many of you, when you first learned form, you went out and you actually started to do it, right? Why? Because it's a tool. You got this new tool, and when you got gems, how many of you, when you first learned gems, you went out and you said, oh, you started analyzing everyone that was around you, right? Okay. This automatically made you focus on other people instead of just yourself. Do you get it? The tool itself of form automatically made you pay more attention to the needs of other people than just paying attention to yourself. And that's what happens when you give people a new tool, is that they want to test it out. And when it's simple and it makes sense, they want to use it. Now, how many of you have used form and you have applied gems in some way? Okay. And has it worked? Yes, it has, right? So I just had a conversation with somebody, and I want to extend the conversation to you. My whole focus, and for my organization's focus, and for my employees' focus, has been put people in front of the community, in front of the environment, in front of that training that then gives them tools that causes them to use them, that causes them to think differently. Do you know what, remember what I said on Saturday? What's the difference between 98 and 2%? The way they think. Is staying at home, watching the same TV shows, reading the same books, listening to the same music, hanging out with the same friends, going to the same work environment, going to change the way anyone thinks? It won't. So they have to be put into a different environment in order for their thinking to change. So here we help people's thinking to change. How many of you think very differently than you did before you came here? How many of you see things very differently? Okay. So why do we use this environment? So please think about this. If all you did, and again, some of your business's model, what I'm about to give you is gasoline on a small little fire. For others of you, depending on what your vision is, it is also gasoline on a little tiny fire. For the rest of you, you will think it doesn't apply to you. But I want you to think, what if it actually did apply to you? What if this actually would work for you? Why have companies brought their employees here? David Chavez, you have six, five? Come here, please. This is David Chavez. He's a colleague of mine. I just want to analyze it. You have five employees here. Mm-hmm. Why?
Because we all need change in our lives to grow and develop our company. And I work with all these great people, and they make me who I am. And so I figured if I got as much value as I received from the first time I came, I could give it to them also.
Okay. So, and you have amazing people. They've been so engaged, so teachable. I'm watching them. They're really amazing. So, but why would a business owner bring his people to something like this?
They would come here to change the way they're doing business because most of them are stuck. And most of them are stuck not knowing where they want to go. And most of their people don't have purpose in their life. So if the people you're working with don't have purpose in their lives, they can't live your purpose of your business.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So this is a businessman who has brought his employees here for the reason of everybody gets to a place of being stuck. Okay? It's nothing against anyone here. We all get stuck. We all reach a place in our life of a comfort zone. We all reach a place in our life where we lose our hunger. We all reach a place in our life where we lose our desire and we lose our focus. Everybody does. I do.
Many times.
Many times. Okay, I do. If we didn't have these events, I would be unfocused. This forces me to be focused on my vision. Me being a part of this community does the same thing to me that it does to you. Do you understand? That's why I show up. I need this just as much as you need this. Oh, really? You think I'm God or something? I'm as human as everybody else in this room. I get distracted. I get unfocused. I get discouraged. I do. I sometimes just wonder if it's really all worth it. I go through all that same stuff. But coming to an environment where you've got hungry people who are like-minded, who just been beat up for a month and need to be recharged again, I'm in that same boat. I get beat up as soon as I leave here, just like everybody else does. So coming back into this place refocuses me, recharges me, re-strengthens me, and re-commits me to what I'm doing and why I'm doing it. If this did not happen, I would not be doing anything of what I'm doing right now. No way. So we will always need that. Do you understand? We always will need that. That's not ever going to change. We are humans, and humans get distracted. Humans get unfocused. Humans will always try to find a more comfortable thing to do. We will always find an easier thing to do.
Can I put yes. something in there? You said something about money earlier. The money is the problem.
Go ahead.
I think the more money you make, the more comfortable you get. And then the more, as you were up here talking about, you can only go on so many vacations.
Yep.
You can only go to so many things.
You can only
parks.
Eat so much expensive food.
Actually, I don't even like going to fancy restaurants anymore because I've been to all of them, and
exactly.
It's not that exciting anymore.
Right?
And you know, I used to play golf a lot. I don't play golf anymore. It's boring. All those things are just things. The excitement comes from the next step and the next challenge and the next journey. So, yeah.
That's a multimillionaire that's saying that to you. It's a very successful businessman that is saying that to you. Okay? So the fact is that if you want your business to grow, you have to help your people grow. If you build people, the people build the business. And if you know people, you know that people want to grow. There's something in them that says, man, where's that excitement again? I love that you confirmed that, because it's the same. How many restaurants can you eat at? How many bottles of wine can you have? Right?
I've had $3,000 bottles of wine before. Wasn't that? $8 just as good.
It's true. It's absolutely true. It's absolutely true. It's a bottle of wine. Some crushed grapes. It really is. Okay, so here's my point. Thank you, David, for contributing. I appreciate that. So when you take this list of resources, okay, your product, okay, so your product, your service, whatever it is that you have, is a vehicle. It's a car, okay? Can we call it a car? This is a car. Job is to put these people in the car and drive them to a place where there is something that's going to help them change their thinking. You're going to put them in a place, i.e., first steps to success. Hot Marriage Secrets, by the way, Saturday morning looks exactly the same as First Steps to Success. We will do gems. We'll do War on Debt and Form. All those basics are inside of that marriage seminar. So it's a place for the new people to come. Do you understand? That's a new place for the new. It's not just the old graduates of creating a dynasty in First Steps. So imagine, and it's all from a marriage perspective and how marriage affects business, how marriage affects finances. So how many of you know married people who need a First Steps to Success? Get them to Hot Marriage Secrets. Get them there. So there'll be sub conversations as well that apply only to marriage versus that don't necessarily, you know, they do apply to business. I promise you, the more sex you have, the more money you'll make. Jonathan, you have to get married first. Married first, brother. Married first, brother. You are going to move to my town just so I can make sure that happens. You are going to end up with an amazing wife, and she's going to be a Texan. Wonderful Texas wife. Okay, anyway, so what I did is I used a product and a service to bring people to this. Why? Because the product and service doesn't change the life. A product and a service is nothing but the bait that attracts them to come to the place where they will change their life forever. Okay? That's all it is. So whatever this is, business consulting services, okay? So like what even he's saying, like even your clients, they're stuck, right? And they're looking for that next hot thing. This is how people get into gambling. This is how people get into porn. This is how people get into drugs. This is how people have extramarital affairs, is because they're always looking for the new exciting thing. Okay? That's what they're always looking for. So they go to the next theme part. This is why some of them become pilots. Okay? This is why they buy a new car. Everybody loves new things, right? So, and why? Because we're looking for excitement. We're looking for a challenge. We're looking for the next step. We're looking for the next adventure. All of us, when God knitted us in our mother's womb, adventure was planted in every single one of us. Every single one of us, right? So the business itself is a car. Put them in the car, bring them to the place where they can learn how to achieve the things that they want to achieve. Come to a place, where they can heal. How many of you have had some healing since you've been a part of this? Yep. Where they can heal. They can heal from their past, okay? They can be restored to the original make of who, make and model and serial number of who they are, okay? So they can be restored. They can refocus. They can learn financial skills. They can learn communication skills that help to change their every part of their life, okay? They can learn to get more persistent. They can learn to get committed. They can learn to have their excuses fall to their left and to their right, and they forge ahead and do something different with themselves, okay? The business itself doesn't do that. That doesn't do that all by itself. It's a product, a service, it's a drink, it's a potion, it's a lotion, it's mascara, it's shoes, it's whatever it is that you sell. That itself doesn't do it. But if you want to change lives and you want to build a business, you build people. And it's environments like this that build people. From the environment of this that builds the people then build the business. He actually just said that. That's exactly what David said. You build the people, this builds the people. The people build the business. So it's a closed loop. So I put people in front of this, brand new people every single month. Brand new people every single month. Brand new people every single month. Why? Because the goal was to see their lives change. And as their lives changed and as their excuses fell to the wayside, right? As they learned better communication skills, as they learned financial skills, they got happier. They became a billboard for the brand. Okay? Their testimony now is a billboard for the brand. They're now bait for the brand. Because they represent that business, that product, that service. So those success stories that are getting built up, they're representing the car that they came from. Got it? So build people, people build the brand. Don't build the brand, build the people. Does that make sense? So I put no less than 10 people in front of this environment. That's how this thing built so fast. Remember I told you, this is serious. December 26th, I start, right, making phone calls and reading a script, right? I follow up. So really it was January, right, that I'm making the commitment to start that business in all reality. Those first 4 days were like, I just need to get in a house, okay? So April 6th and 7th was the very first steps. So within 3 months. So how did that first $250,000 get built? Okay, so watch what happened to the income. The income went from 2,000 in 4 days, 6,500, the next month, 10 grand, okay? First month, first steps, income jumps to 14,000, okay? From April to December, sorry, April to October, $80,000 a month. From 14,000 in April to my October income was over just under $85,000 in a single month. From 14,000 in 6 months, 14,000, bam, to over 80 grand in a month. You want to know how?
Yes.
First steps to success. That's how. My whole focus was, who am I going to get registered today? Who am I going to get registered today? Why? Who am I going to help to succeed today? Who am I going to help to succeed today? Who am I going to get registered for First Steps today? Who am I going to get registered for? Are you listening to what I'm saying? Who am I going to get registered for First Steps today? Who am I going to get registered for First Steps today? Who am I going to get registered for First Steps today? That was my whole focus. So as I brought them to First Steps, what did they do? They left First Steps strong. Went through the weeds in their head, got some stuff healed, refocused, determined, went home, reading scripts, presenting, reading a closing script, talking to more people and telling people about First Steps to Success. So every single month, I'm bringing people, my people are bringing people. This created momentum to take a check from 10,000 to 80,000. That's how I made $250,000. That's how that happened so fast. By the way, working part-time. Why? Because if I had no less than 10 in front of this environment, and I got super good at closing people on just coming to this, I knew that this would take care of the rest. Because now they were independent. They knew what to say. They knew how to form. They knew gems. They now had a dream rekindled. They now have some, at least some fortitude inside of them to say, I'm doing this. I'm going to stand against my family who wants to stop me from doing something with my life. Do you hear me? I'm going to do something about my debt. I'm going to do something about my financial future. So when they came out strong versus starting something weak. So you have to determine whether or not you want a weak business or a strong one. And what determines the weakness or the strength of a business? David, what determines the weakness or the strength of a business? The people. The people determine the weakness or the strength of the business. The people determine the weakness or the strength of the business. So here what it was. I could not possibly train and develop one person at a time. There's no way. I couldn't possibly take one person at a time through the experience that we have just gone through together in 3 days. Why? Because it's not about necessarily what's being spoken from the stage. It's everything that happens on the breaks. It's everything that happens when everyone's standing in line. It's everything that happens collectively right here when there's agreement and people nodding and people clapping and people saying yes. It's everything that happens with the David that just came on the stage to say what he said. The throughout the whole weekend, all the other people that had the mic in their mouth and sharing their testimonies. Do you understand? It's the entire thing called collectively. I can't possibly create that one-on-one. And guess what? Neither can you. Do you hear me? Neither can you. You can't possibly help people grow faster than an environment like this. It's impossible. Absolutely impossible. And I know some of your viewers are like, oh, watch me. Have fun. Have fun. You go, you, bye. Go try it. See how well it goes. Have you ever had to try to have a deep conversation with someone to help to try to move them past their excuses on the phone? It's a pain in the butt. They whine, they argue. You know why this works? Because you can't argue with me. You can't argue with me. You cannot say, yeah, but Danny. You can't. There's so much information flying at you. All you can go is, okay. You don't have time to think while I'm talking is the only reason why this has an impact. Because if you and I are on the phone one-on-one for 8 hours, trust me, you'd say, but yeah, but yeah, yeah, but yeah, 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 yeah. And every time I give someone the microphone, there is a yeah, but that tries to come out of their mouth. Exactly. Guess what the one thing my niece caught from the last 2 days? Shut up and follow directions. You're funny, Auntie. Shut up and follow directions. So, if you want it to grow fast, follow in my footsteps. My main focus was bringing people here. Now look, what goes through is, I have a feeling that some people on my list of resources might not like this. And so what? So what? Like, wait, they might not like this, which means they might not like me. You're back in the equation again. You threw yourself back in the equation all over again. You have no idea what they will like or not like. And why are you the one that gets to determine whether or not they get a chance? Who are you to determine whether or not they get a chance to be the next Krista Smith? Who are you to determine whether or not they're going to be the next Jackie O'Quinn? Who the heck do you think you are that you have the right to stop them from being the next Drysdales? Who do you think you are that you think that you have the right to try to stop the next McCrackens? Or Carmen? Who do you think you are that you have a right to hold back opportunity from someone where you know that you know that you know results happen right here? Let me ask you another question. Where else do you see results like the ones you've heard about all weekend long? Tell me, your church? Where? Come on, tell me, where else have you heard? In fact, you didn't even get to hear all the stories that are here in this room. Who here has a story and results from First Step Success or Creating a Dynasty? Raise your hands. Look around the room. These are all graduates who have been. They all have results. They all have a story. Who are you to rob somebody else of an opportunity of becoming one themselves? So that brings you to prejudging, and prejudging is ego. So if you prejudge people from your business or from this, you have ego in place all over again. Get your ego out of the way. Stay out of the way. Connect people. Connect people. Connect people. There's people on your list that their marriage is on the rocks right now. And for generations to come, there is going to be a pain and a hurt and a wound from a divorce on those children. Forever. And it just may be your fault because you refuse to pick up the phone and call them. Because you prejudge them saying that this probably wouldn't be for them. They probably would just hate it. And then they would hate me. Keep yourself out of the equation. This isn't about you. Your success is not about you, believe it or not. It's about other people. And the more successful you help other people become, the more successful you're going to become. So who can you help to succeed today? So I have a question for you, Jackie O'Quinn. How many people will you close this week on First Steps to a Hot Marriage or Hot Marriage Secrets? How many? This week.
Five.
Carmen. You heard David, right? You guys are debt-free. You got your finances all in order. Nice and comfortable, huh? You've lost your 160 freaking pounds. You lost a whole nother person. What's next? You'll do 5-2 this week. He just looked at his wife and said, "That's it? Where's my firecracker?" Nancy, you might not want to open your mouth because you're next. How many, Nancy? Nancy?
I believe in you, Nancy.
Krista Smith, how many? 4. Chris has got 4. Carmen's got 5. Jackie's got 5. You don't know how to close someone while you're traveling? Is that what you just said to me? You don't know how to close someone while you're traveling? A day of rest. You are? So how many is it, Krista?
5.
Say again. Oh, and that was Dr. Mary who just said, what do we get if we beat those hardcore rubies? What do you want when you beat them, Mary? Yep. Because they're the losers. No, you know what this is? This is getting good. This is getting hungry. This is getting stirring again and getting off of the comfortable mountain that you're sitting in and getting back down to the place where the people are actually hurting, where the people actually were you. Are you reaching down to the who you used to be to help them get to where the F you are? I am. Did you hear what I said? Beachy. You guys paid off your mortgage. Who else have you influenced with your story outside of this community? Who else from your list of resources have you brought to this place to help them get to the level of success you're at? Where are they? One. Two. Listen. Are you working with the same hunger and fervor and desire and passion? Thank you very much. What did you just say? No, I'm not. Do you know what happens when you stop working like that? You lose it. When you're not using your drive, you lose it. It is true. It does suck. So when is it going to stop sucking the life out of you? You're too freaking young to be bored. So what happens? You go from being a nobody at the bottom to all of a sudden you feel like a celebrity in your community. And now you just allow people to come to you all the time telling you how great you are. Feeling good about yourself. Your debt is gone. You feel pretty hot. You're looking good. You're dressing better. Do you not remember where you came from? And guess who's still there? Your list of resources is still there. The people that are suffering are still there and don't have an answer. But we get so busy talking to the wrong audience, which are the people who now admire us, make us feel good about ourselves. That's nonsense. Your success is not your own. Your success is a tool to help other people get inspired to know that they can too. Yeah, how many this week? Two. And you, young lady? Three. Come hell or high water, you close those deals. Guess where excitement is? It's in closing deals. That's where excitement is in closing deals. So some of you are bored stiff with the deals you've been closing. Like you lost the excitement for it. It's like, oh, that's just freaking boring. Okay, then go close a better deal. Go close a better deal. Go close a bigger deal. Go close a deal where it's in a kingdom that is not your own. Go close a deal that's in a kingdom that's not your own. Don't you know who you are? You're an ambassador for something so much bigger than your stupid business. Don't call my business stupid, Danny. It is in comparison to the kingdom in which you really are supposed to be building, friend. And what you are an ambassador and a governor in. You have something that's much bigger than you. Yeah, exactly. Thank you very much. Did you hear that from the mouth of babes? You'll head right back to Egypt. You will lose your desire if you don't feed your desire. And the desire is fed by going back to the places where those who are still held captive and where you still are. But Danny, I'm still held captive. Yes, but not like you were before you got here. Did you hear me? Not like you were before you got here. Not like you were before you got here. Your mind is no longer holding you captive the way it did as of 2 days ago. So you go back and you grab the others. Come with me. Come with me. Come with me. So how did I do that? It's real simple. I told people flat out, listen, if you don't go to First Step Success, I'm not going to work with you. It's real simple. I will have no failures. I will have no failures. And I'm going to be flat out honest with you. The only people that I want to work with are the workers. The only people I want to work with are those who are deadly serious about changing their financial future. The only ones I want to work with are those who are deadly serious about making an impact in their families and in their communities. And if that's not you, you keep doing what you're doing. But I'm going to find people that are going to come with me on this journey. So are you in or out? There's some of you that haven't even been honest with your own people. Taryn, how many this week? Five. And next week. If this is a daily focus, do you have any idea how fast your business is going to build? Now you're sitting going, but wait a second, my business isn't built that way. Yes, it is. Because as you bring people here, they leave here tooting your horn. Talking about you. You changed their lives. I didn't change their life. You're the one that brought them. So they can't help themselves but say, you're so awesome. You know my friend who's a contractor or my friend who is a chiropractor? This is what they did for me. Now here's your brand getting talked about out there. From a place of passion, not just, oh, do you need contracting services? No. You want passionate referrals? You want people rallying behind you? Erin Hudson has used this to build her chiropractic business. People rally around her. Her own patients. She's brought her patients to these events. Her patients. The people she cracks their necks. Okay? She doesn't hire those patients to be employees, but it made those patients send more referrals, be more loyal to the business. Do you understand? As her patients' lives were changed, as their marriages were saved, they rekindled relationship with their children. Do you understand? They got healthier. They can't help but then talk about what she's done for them. Do you get it? So again, when you put yourself in, well, how does that help me? You still have the wrong mindset if you keep looking at about helping you. That's still a place of selfishness. Who can I help to succeed? Not how can I help myself to succeed? Who can I help to succeed? Who can I help to succeed when?
Today.
Today. So you get, yes. How many next week, Krista Smith? You were thinking one a day? Or what will you do? Because thinking doesn't do squat. Are you trying to give me an excuse right now? So just give me a number. That's all I'm looking for. It's a number. Excuse me, it's a number I'm looking for. I'm not looking for an explanation. What's the number? Number. Number. 10. Erin Hudson. 7 this week. Mary Starr. She's negotiating with you. How does it feel to be alive again? To have a focus. Focus determines results, friends. Having a target determines the results. A simple activity to focus on today produces results. McGuigan. Animal. 5 more this week. Okay. Yes. It's so awesome. Yes. Amen. Yes. Yes. Yep. Yep.
And if we sit here
Amen. Yes. Okay, number one, if is not an option. When? If is not an option. This is a when, it's a now, it's a today. Do you understand? And that's the mindset that builds a successful business. It's all the other talk and all the other explanations and all the reasons that does not produce results. It's making a commitment and it's focusing and getting it done. And that's it. So whatever brings you to the result is what you go after. You want to be alive, you want to build something fast, then quit dilly-dallying around and quit thinking and go get it done. So it's today, who am I closing? Today, who am I closing? Today, who am I getting on a presentation? And you might be like, hey, how in the world am I going to get up? Just quit thinking. Quit thinking. Start telling stories. There is video after video after video, presentation after presentation. You have the tools already. Now just stick people in front of those tools and ask those closing questions. And what are the closing questions? It's really simple. What did you like about what you just heard? You put them in front of that video. What did you like about what you just heard? Can y'all say that? Tell me more about that. That's simple stuff right there. So those closing questions, so then if you have formed them, which you have, and even for some of you, it's just, listen, I've just come out of something. I got to tell you something right now. I don't know where you're at, and I don't know where your relationship is. All I know is these are the stories that I heard, and you got to be a part of this. And I'm looking for family. I'm looking for friends that's going to come on this journey with me. You got to hit that thing strong and out front and stop being afraid. And stop being afraid of saying it wrong and doing it wrong. Everything is a numbers game. If you are presenting to 10 people a day, there's no question that you're going to have business growth. If I had a restaurant in a tiny little town, I'd be on the streets going after 10 new people a day that are at the gas station or wherever. Hey, if you form them, first of all, and say, hey, listen, you might know somebody that wants a really awesome burger. Which I wouldn't serve burgers, but I would serve Italian food, but nonetheless, do you see what I'm saying? And build the relationship and let them know, bam, do you know about this? Do you know about this? Hey, come on in. I'll buy you some fries. Find a way. If you're talking to 10 a day and you're making a point, just like I told you, this friend of mine, Tomas, like, get out of your house, get away from the restaurant and go talk to people. And if there's a goal, 10 a day, you don't go to bed at night until you've talked to 10, until you have formed 10, until you have found 10 things one thing for each person that you can help them with, and then say, hey, I'm here at the bistro, come and say hi sometime. So, who can you help to succeed? You put them in front of a presentation, you ask the closing questions. Closing questions are simple. Number one, what did you like about what you just saw? When you ask people that closing question, they give you the information that they are closing themselves on. So simple. What did you like about what you just saw? Bam. Tell me more about that. You're getting beneath the surface. Tell me more about that. Bam. Drawing information out again. Asking questions. The worst thing you can do, and as we had these two conversations today with these two people where they said, the conversation is going on for an hour or it's going on for 30 minutes. That's because you're talking. If you're closing, this is something simple you're saying. You ask the question, shut up. You ask the next question, shut up. You ask the next question. So in the case of if you're trying to close for a first step success, let's say that they divulge to you that they hated their job, it wasn't going well, they aren't growing their income. Great. So, do you want to make a little or a lot? Still applies to them. Still applies to them. Do you want to make a little or a lot? This is on page 22 of the script book. Do you want to make a little or a lot? What are most people going to say? A lot. A lot. The next question on the script book says, what for? What for? They then tell you what for, which is what? Their goal. They're giving you their goal. They're selling their goal at that point. They're selling their goal to you. What for? Well, I want to. Now, here's the reasons. These are the whys. Do you understand? These are the whys. Great. So, how long will it take you if you stay on the same path that you're on right now, doing what you're doing right now, how long will it take you to get to and repeat what they said they wanted? This isn't where when they say, I want to make more, and I want to make more because I want to buy a yacht, or I want to pay off my debt, or I want to take my family on a cruise, that you say, that's why you have to join us. That's why you don't say, that's why you have to work with us, because we have this, this, and this, and this. No. This is where, again, you say, how long will it take you if you keep doing what you're doing right now, staying in the same position you're in right now? If you keep doing that, how long will it take you to repeat their needs, strengths, and goals? The answer is going to be never. The next question, great, welcome aboard. That's an assumption close. Great, welcome aboard. So in some of the cases, the last part of that script on page 22 perfectly applies. Where do you see yourself getting started? Do you want to go fast or slow? I want to go fast. Great. So in the case of even closing for First Steps to Success or Hot Marriage Secrets, so simple. That whole script completely applies. What did you like about what you just saw? They just saw a whole video of testimonials. Tell me more about that. Do you want to make a literal lot? What for? If you keep doing what you're doing right now, how long will it take you? Do you want to go fast or slow? Fast. Great. You need the full meal deal. You need fast track. You need not one ticket for First Steps, but two. You and someone else is going along with you. Why? That was my focus. So if I got five, I help each one of these five bring at least one. Why? Because if I have that one come by himself, he goes home to what? What does he go home to? He goes home to no accountability. He goes home to no one else that understands what he just came out of. He goes home to a pack of 98%ers who do not understand, who are not dreaming, who have given up, who are telling him you are always going to punch a clock, who are telling him what? You are always going to have a car loan. You are always going to have a mortgage. That's what that guy's going home to. So when he goes home to that, how strong can he stand? And for how long can he stand? He can't stand strong long. For sure. And he can't stand strong. But if he goes home with somebody else with him or her, they have, it's power in what? Numbers. There's power in numbers. So they're not going to be by themselves. But instead, they've got someone else that they've linked arms with. So my, and here's another reason for that. My other focus with bringing, having, getting the one and helping them bring a bunch. And there's times where I've brought 60 people, brand new, 60 brand new people to an event in a 30-day period, right? Why? 100% of my focus. 60 brand new people turned into $85,000 worth of sales volume. That's a lot, isn't it? Yeah, brand new business, okay? How? How do you get 62 people? Same thing. I'm getting him, and I'm going to get everyone he knows. And why? Because now he's solidified. He is not going to easily get distracted. He is not going to easily get discouraged. He is not easily going to quit. There's more power in numbers. Let me ask you this. How many of you wish you were here with 5 or 10 of your friends or family members? Right? Could you imagine the drive home, what you guys will be talking about, what you guys will be dreaming about, what you want to go do? Think about that. If you were not here alone or you were here with somebody else, what would be going on in the car on the way home? What kind of conversating? What kind of stuff would you be pulling out of each other? So that's the whole reason why, again, you build community, you build people, people build the business, okay? So let's go into closing for a couple more minutes. Yeah, I have a couple more minutes. Who here sucks at closing? You suck at closing? Who here is good at closing? Oh, that cracks me up. What about the rest of you? Okay, so the rest of you are okay with closing. Who's pretty good at closing? You're okay as a closer. That's nonsense, Mrs. Drysdale. You're amazing. Do you know why you're the last one on that Dynasty video? Do you know why you're the last one on that Dynasty video? You're a powerhouse closer. That's why you were the last one on that video. You don't raise your hand from a mediocre closer. You better change your mindset, girlfriend. You're a powerhouse. You know how to actually go deep in the emotion and what the people are thinking right then and there. And you create an urgency in your statement. You remember the statement? So she says, so you have to decide whether or not you want to wake up 1 year from today and be in the same job with the same problems, with the same finances, with everything being the same, or do you want it different? That's a hot shot. That's a hot close. It's a true statement. Does anyone want to wake up a year from now having everything the same? Nope. No way. Okay. So who sucks at closing? Boom. Who's a moderate closer? Who's awesome at closing? Thank you for raising your hand. Portia, can you believe you have your hand up? You used to suck at closing. She used to suck at closing. Now she closes. Who wants to learn how to close? Okay. So I have a question for you who think you suck at closing. The only way to suck at closing is to not ask for the close. The only way to suck at closing is to not ask for the close. That's the only way to suck at it. So if you're not asking for the business, you're not closing the deal. So that's the only way to suck at it. Okay, so how many of you are at least asking for the close? Okay, so now it's about how many out of 10 say yes. You need to know your numbers. If you say you're in business, you need to know what your numbers are. So how many say yes? How many out of 10 say yes? How many of you get 1 out of 10 that says yes? Who gets 1 or more out of 10 to say yes? Let me just see that. 1 or more out of 10. Okay, that's awesome. A 10% closing ratio is absolutely awesome. You can build a six-figure income on a 10% closing ratio. Did you hear me? You can build a six-figure income on a 10% closing ratio. Who here has a 10% or more closing ratio? Okay, how many of you that have a 10% closing ratio thought you sucked? The ones who suck are the ones who's not asking for the close. Okay, that you suck. If you're not asking for the close, that sucks. Because you're robbing people of a chance. You're robbing them of a chance. There's no reason not to ask. Again, all you're doing is giving people a chance to make a decision for themselves, not for you. Did you hear me? This is not about you. This is about them. If you make it about you, you won't ask the closing question. Did you hear me? You make it about you, you're not asking the closing question. So how many of you are willing to get yourself out of the way? And please don't ask me how. How do I get myself out of my way? Shut up and follow directions is how you get yourself out of the way. Do you hear me? That's how you get yourself out of the way. How? What are the directions you're supposed to follow? Ask the darn questions. Does that make sense? Ask the questions. That's following directions. All right, so who's got 10% or more? Okay, cool. Who's got 20% or more? Wow. Who's got 30% or more? Wow. 40% or more? Dang. Okay, look. Jackie just put his hand down. He's got a 33% closing ratio. The guy makes hundreds of thousands of dollars. He's financially independent. Did you hear what I said? In the beginning, Jackie sucked at closing. It was like climbing a mountain to get him, is climbing Mount Everest to get him to just get 10%. And on 10%, he made a lot of money. But on 33%, he makes a lot more money. Okay? So who's at 50%? Put your hand up. 60, 70, okay, 80, 90, 100%? All right, so the biggest one in the room is around 90% closing ratio. So now the question is how many numbers are you going to talk to? If you want to raise your closing ratios, by the way, you can only raise your closing ratios so high. You can. If it's 100%, you can't get more than that. Right? So if you're at 10%, you're doing a good job. Who's at 10% again? Okay. And you're actively closing people each week. I'm with the guy with the beard. Come over here, guy with the beard. Come with me. Yeah, that's you. Beard, hat. Hey, are you using the script? Are you using the closing script? You're not? Do you want to raise your closing ratios?
Yes.
Okay, cool. You might want to use the closing script.
I will.
All right, so you're going to close me.
Okay.
What's your name?
My name's Ryan.
I'm Danny.
It's nice to meet you, Danny.
It's very nice to meet you, too. What do you market? Don't give me the name of the brand.
Okay.
That works in your mouth best.
Yes. a product that puts your body into ketosis.
Nice.
Yes.
So you help people lose weight.
Yes.
People could care less about a product that puts their body in ketosis.
Yes. Yes.
Light bulb for you?
Yes.
People could give a rip
yes.
about what puts their body in ketosis.
Yes, that's very true.
Isn't it?
100%.
You're right. Yeah, and if you actually talk about what puts their body in ketosis, they ask you more questions.
Yes.
And
boom. I feel so much better.
Okay, so they could care less about what the product is. They just want to know what it does. And what it does is not put their body in ketosis.
Yes, that's a script. That's a bad script.
What does it do?
It helps them lose weight.
Ah.
Yeah.
Is that what they want?
Yes. They want to lose weight. And feel better.
And?
And.
Why do they want to lose weight?
They want to lose weight because they're tired of waking up every day and feeling like they don't. They can't get out of where they are. Like they...
are trapped.
Are trapped. Like they... Like it's never going to get better for them. Like there's no one out there that's going to go and help them.
What's going through your head right now?
A lot of good stuff and a lot of... yeah.
So if you help them feel no longer trapped, if you help them feel that they're not alone, if you help them feel that they can feel better about themselves, and you can help them feel like it's not Groundhog Day again, you can help them feel that they are never going to have to go through this again. That's why you're marketing what you're marketing, man. That's why you're doing it. You're not doing it because of some product or some pill that puts their body in ketosis. Right?
Yes.
Do you know what it feels like to be trapped? Do you know what it feels like to feel hopeless?
I do.
And that's what you need to talk to them about.
I will.
And there will be no problem closing them. Because there's a whole lot of people just selling products out there. But what you're selling is a way out of a prison.
Yes. Thank you.
Weight loss is all mental, isn't it?
Yes.
100%.
100%.
Yeah. There's thousands of products out there to eat, pills to swallow, workout videos to use. If that's what you sell, then they're comparing your product to someone else's.
Yes.
And when you focus on the product, they then compare and ask, how is it different? I've tried something like that before. That's where you get objections from. How is this going to be any different than the last five yes. programs I've tried?
Yes.
You know what makes it different?
What?
You.
Yes.
And your passion to see them free. And your passion and your excitement, because when you look at that man and that woman, you actually see what's underneath it all. And you see the beauty and the form in which they were created to walk in. And you see them without pain any longer. You see them without their joints hurting anymore. You see them feeling good about themselves. You see them playing on the floor with their children. You see them with energy. You see them no longer with excuses saying, I can't climb that mountain. I can't play with my kids. I don't have the energy to do this, that, or the other thing. What you see is the finished result in them. And that's what makes you different. And that's what makes their experience different. And so when you look at them, and that's what you talk about, when that you have formed them and they've told you these very intimate things, then it's really simple to say, welcome to your new life, and it starts today. Yeah. Right?
Yes.
You are precious. You have an amazing heart.
Thank you.
You really do. Don't you ever focus on the money. You just focus on the lives. You focus on the lives because what you're doing saves lives. It saves lives.
Thank you.
Can I have a hug?
Yeah.
You're pretty awesome. You're amazing.
Thank you.
You really are. You really, really are. Okay, so let's go ahead and focus on that close. Now, the close, if you use a script, there's a reason for a script. Scripts are duplicatable. So remember on Saturday where I had those things on the board? Let's go back to them really quick. Okay, so the list of resources is for exposure, right? Okay, so then two is the initial conversation, okay? That initial conversation where you're actually finding out the need in them, the real need, right? So the need isn't even to lose weight, is it?
No.
Not at all.
No.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
The need is not even to lose weight. The need is to feel better yes. about themselves. The need is to feel like they got a better future. The need is to feel good about being able to play with their kids. Do you understand? 98% of the population focuses so much on the product and then argues the product. Okay? So even like, I love my realtor who's here right now. Even with her selling houses, she's a real estate broker and very, very successful. So it's not about the house. It's not about the bedrooms. It's not about the bathroom. It's about the joy that's going to happen in this place. It's about the memories that are going to be built. It's about the pictures that are going to be taken in this place. It's about the meals that are going to be cooked in this kitchen. It's not about the kitchen. It's about, what are your favorite meals that you like to cook when she's showing a home? What's your favorite meal to cook? So when they say the kitchen's most important, tell me more about that. Why is the kitchen the most important? Oh, well, we love to have big family gatherings, and man, we love to cook, you know, 5-course meals, and we love, and we want the kitchen by the living room so that we can enjoy the family time. Well, tell me more about that. As they start, they're selling their life. They're selling what's important to them, what makes them feel good. And so when she walks them in that kitchen, could you just imagine that Friday night meal that you do right here? Now I'm emotionally connecting to what matters to me versus countertops. Do you understand? A lot of agents end up showing 50 and 60 houses to a single person because they don't know how to make an emotional connection for the prospect. And they can't paint the picture in their head. This is what it's going to feel like. Could you imagine waking up in this room every day? Can you imagine getting the kids ready for school and sitting around your table right here in this kitchen? Do you see what I mean? So it's the emotional connection is what you have to make for the people. So in the case with you, that initial contact, when you're forming them, the whole point is getting underneath the initial, oh, I want to lose weight. Great, that's why you need my product. No. You got to find the why They want it. When you get that, now we go to the presentation. Do you have presentation success system?
I don't.
You don't. You need to have that. Okay. It's a really powerful. It's 2 hours, and it shows you the 10 important steps of having a successful presentation. Those 10 steps can be done in 4 minutes. Those 10 steps can be done in 4 days. Okay, so the filler time, however much time that you want that presentation to be, it shows you the key most important things that you should be talking about. And as you were on the stage and you realize, wow, I'm talking about a product that puts people through ketosis, they could care less about that.
Yes.
Do you understand?
Yes.
So when you go through presentation success system, you're going to find all the things you're talking about that no one cares about and that is not connecting with your audience, whether the audience is one-on-one or it's in front of 500. And now your presentations are just going to be hot knife on butter. Just, okay?
Awesome.
So presentation. Okay. See, most of your presentations create objections. Most of your presentations are creating objections. You're doing and saying things that are causing people to ask questions while you're talking. Did you hear me? So presentation success system helps you identify what those things are because you're doing and saying something that is making them go, yeah, but what about, yeah, but what about, yeah. You do not want your people thinking through a sales presentation. You want people going, I gotta have that. Wow, that's really cool. How do I get my hands on that? Yeah, that's so very true. Yeah, man, I feel the same way. Yeah, I need that.
Yeah.
How many of you have felt that way through these events? And we presented something to you that you didn't even want. Some of you gave up on your finances. Some of you gave up on your relationships. Some of you gave up on your marriage. Some of you just said, this is my lot in life. But we got you thinking in a way, in a direction that has made you go, yeah, that is possible. I could do that. Those people did do that. But if they can, so can I. So presentation, you want to grab that. Okay. Number 4, then is the close. Number 5 was the follow-up. Remember, it's easy to remember, F-U. Mobilization. 6, duplicatable systems. Now, you are an incredibly intelligent, absolutely gorgeous young man with a heart. You know how rare you are? That's a rare thing. Are you single? He's single. Now, in the very beginning when you're first starting out, you're really just focused on how do I get people to buy, right? How do I get them to buy?
Yes.
Not even realizing that there's a full system of business. So when all we do is focus on how can I get people to buy, we're not even thinking, wait a second, what do I want them to do after they have bought?
Yes.
Right? That's where these things come in. Right? So what do I do with them after I got them to bought? Here, depending on how you do these steps determines whether or not these steps ever come to fruition. So in the case with if you're flying by the seat of your pants and you don't have a script,
yes,
that can never be duplicated, ever. No one else is you.
Yes.
No one else will ever be you. Even when you have your own son, he will never be you. Do you understand? You
yes.
have your own DNA. You are your own person. And you are wired the way that your maker decided to wire you. And there are a people that are assigned to your life specifically. Okay? Already out there. They're assigned to your life. Those people, some of them, will choose to embark on an adventure with you of helping other people passionately get free from the pain and the suffering that extra 100 pounds on their body or bad health causes them. If they don't have a path to run on,
yes,
they will aimlessly run in lots of different directions and never have success. So if you want real success, you have to have systems that are duplicatable, which is why a closing script, a contact script, a presentation script, all of those scripts and a simple system. Here you go. This is exposure. So you tell them. Step 1, here's a script that you use to talk to people. Here's the script that we use to present to people. Here's the script we use to close people. No one has to think. All they have to do is follow directions. When people think, they get in trouble.
Yes.
That is a system, a duplicatable system, something they can read and do. When they read and do it, now they can develop themselves into a higher level of success. Leadership development happens where you're standing right now.
Yes.
You're developing yourself into a leader. You know that, right?
Yes.
That you came here shows leadership signs in you.
Yes.
Because someone who's not called to lead wouldn't be here. Someone who's not called to lead would not be here. You're called to lead. You're called to lead.
Yes.
And the proof is you were drawn here. You were drawn to invest in yourself. You were drawn to learn. You've been taking copious notes. You've been engaged. You're learning things and you're applying things. That's leadership. The ones that won't do that, that's on their own head. But you're developing yourself. Who gave you the chance to do that?
Brett and Chuck Caster.
Are they here?
Brett is. His son.
Is. Hi. Good job. You got a great guy here.
I love you too, brother.
Are you so grateful that he told you to come? Right? Pretty awesome. Okay, so you want to use a closing script. When people don't have a path, a duplicatable system, they flounder all over the place, okay? So, you want to use your script that is in your head on me, or?
No, I'd rather use the one that's going to work.
And not only work for you, but it's going to work for
everybody else that I get to lead.
That's right. As a leader, you have a responsibility to present a simple path for them to run on. Did you hear me? As a leader, you have a responsibility to put a simple path in front of them to run on. That's your responsibility. Simple, duplicatable path for them to run on. All right? Okay, cool. So, and by the way, I used to just pull this script out and read it in front of people. Literally, read it to my prospects, right in front of my prospect, right in front of them. Can you think of why I would do that?
It's duplicatable.
It's totally duplicatable.
Yeah.
Right? See, ego says I need to be impressive. I need to impress people. But your bank account needs a simple system. So, you see what I mean? Like, I need to impress people. I need to look better. No, but when I pull out a script and I read it in front of a prospect, they're like, I can do that. This is pretty simple. Do yes. You see what I mean? So, don't try to impress anybody. Just pull out and read it. So, there are 6 questions.
Okay.
All right? Okay. So, if this is for, the question says, do you want to make a little or a lot? If you're not recruiting for a business, you're recruiting for weight loss, then what question would you ask there? Do you want to lose a little or a lot?
Do you want to lose a little or a lot, yeah. Okay.
Right?
Yes.
Okay, cool. So just go ahead and start with the first one. I just took a look at whatever it was that you had me look at that has to do with ketosis and losing weight.
Okay. What did you like about what you saw?
I liked, actually my cousin Deja has used this before, and she has lost 56 pounds, and that's kind of really encouraging to me. And so did her husband, who is also my cousin, Brad and Deja. They both have lost over 100 pounds together using that. So that's really inspiring. I like that.
Tell me more about that.
Well, okay, so I was really concerned for them. because Brett and Deja are really super young, and they recently just got married, and she was at least a size 24. And they both were heading on a really bad path, and they both like to be active and hike and all that, but they were already in their 20s, already their body feeling really, really bad. So I'm really encouraged. And also an old friend from back in California, her name is Rebecca. She just lost 50 pounds also. And they were miserable people. Do you know what I mean? They were just absolutely miserable, and they're not miserable anymore. So they're posting pictures of themselves in sports bras and shorts. You know what I'm saying? Like, and she put her wedding dress on from, literally, they got married less than a year ago, and it's falling off of her. Yes. So you can just see they're so happy, and like every time I see a post, I just tell them, man, I'm so proud of you. So yeah, that's what I like about that.
Okay. Do you want to lose a little or a lot?
I have 3 pounds left.
So, fat. So what do you want to lose it for?
Because I'm going to be in Hawaii back a place where I was fat. And I'm going to the place where I was that I was a fat girl. And I want to be ripped in a bikini. I want to feel really confident walking down the beach that I used to be homeless on. I want to confidently stand on that same sand. Not as the woman I was, but the woman that I choose to be today. Yeah. That's what I want.
So what you're doing right now, how long is it going to take you to get there?
Too long.
Okay, so you're wanting to be on that beach, and you're wanting to feel like you could just walk on that beach and just feel so amazing, just toned and just be totally in your space and just to walk through with confidence and strength in every single step, and just to be present. Can fully just be there.
It's a real simple question that you're not wanting to ask me. It's really simple. Here it is. So when you ask the question of how long will it take, if you keep doing what you're doing right now, how long will it take you to feel confident on that beach and go back to that place where you once were homeless, and to be there now, ripped, feeling confident, looking good, knowing that you've chosen to be a different person than what you were. How long will it take you to get to that goal if you keep doing what you're doing right now? And I'm going to say too long. Then the next question is, so do you want to move fast or slow?
So,
do you want to get there fast or slow?
Do you want to get there fast or slow?
Fast. Great.
Great. Welcome aboard.
Got it?
Yes.
Now, let me tell you something. This is what you did a really good job with, is that you followed the script. Yeah. What most people do is don't. Yeah. What most people do is they won't follow the script. Let me show you how it usually goes. I don't need the microphone, you do.
Oh, yes.
So, what did you like about what you just saw?
I liked that it's going to give me energy, focus, and...
It so is. It's so going to give you energy, and it's so going to give you focus. Not only that, you're going to feel so much better about yourself, and you're going to be fully present, and you're going to feel confident, and you're going to love this, and you're going to love the way it tastes, too, and you're going to love the effect on... You're actually going to sleep better. That's what most people do when they're trying to close. Who does that when you're trying to close? Yeah. I had a feeling.
Yeah.
I totally had a feeling. That's why I did this. Okay? Because I saw you biting your tongue when you were reading the script.
Yeah.
I saw you going. Yeah. And I knew you knew I probably shouldn't say anything because I'm on the stage with Danny. My mouth shut, yeah. So I don't get in trouble, but I saw it coming out already.
Yes.
Okay? So listen, when it comes to closing, you ask the question, you shut up. When they give you a buying sign, which in the case, by the way, the first question 90% of the time is always going to, and I say 95% of the time, is always going to give you a buying sign. What's the buying sign? It's simple. What did you like about what you saw? They're talking about what they liked. What they liked is a buying sign. Do you understand? What they liked is a buying sign. So when I told him, my cousin Deja and Brad are actually on that. They really are. I told the truth. And same with Rebecca, a girl that I watched grow up in California. They literally have. Each one of them. Everything I said is totally 100% true. And it really is true. I do comment on their posts and I do encourage them. Everything that I played out was 1,000% true. I have a friend right now who's here in the room that's using, doing what you're doing. Okay, what am I saying? Anyway, there was something over here. Buying signs. Okay, so the buying signs are that they like it. And 95% of the time when you ask the question, what did you like about what you just saw or what you just heard or what you read, because your presentation could be something that they read, that they hear, that they see, okay? Is everyone clear about what your presentation is? Okay, Pint and Plow, your presentation is right at that counter and when they walk through your business. Okay, and it's not only the food is part of the presentation, but the presentation is your employees working with them. On the landscape side, your presentation is when you came to my house to work with me, okay? So when you came to me to give me that bid, so in that first thing, it'd be forming me, right? Pulling out of me everything that, why do I want the house to look like that? Where are we going? Do you understand? How many kids do you have? How many grandkids do you have? Get me to talk about me and I will fall in love with you, okay? So from there, the presentation is, it doesn't matter what the price is what it is that you're offering me, right? So the presentation is, this is what we do, and that presentation has to be customized around what I want, okay? That's what the presentation is. It's customized around what I want. All right, so with the... 95% of the time when you ask the question, what did you like about what you just saw? Super important closing question. Now the prospect is selling themselves. They're saying what the buying signs are. Tell me more about that. Now I'm going deeper. The prospect is going deeper and we're getting underneath the surface of what I liked. And I'm getting deeper to the emotion, to the feeling, how it's going to feel to do or be a part of or to experience whatever that product or service or whatever is, okay? So then this is the next closing question of, do you want to lose a little or a lot, right? Do you want to lose a little or a lot? Okay, now that is an assumptive close is what that is. Of course they want to lose. They just finished saying they liked everything. So the 5% of the time that someone doesn't say, well, you know, I don't think this will work for me, you just re-ask that question again, right? Because you didn't ask what they didn't like. You asked what they did like. So if you asked a question, what did you like about what you saw? You know, I'm just really not sure. I didn't ask you if you were sure. Don't say that to them. Insulting your prospect is never a good idea, right? But what you have to do is you got to listen well. And if they say, well, you know, I'm really not sure. And then you say, okay, so what did you like about what you saw? You ask the question again, pause on the word like, and shut up. When they tell you what that is, most people when they're first learning how to close, this is where they lose it and do what I just did with him, right? Well, I like that I'm going to feel better and have more energy. I'm like, yes, you are, man. It's so awesome. No, this is where you have what we call a poker face. This is where you have a poker face. You hear this stuff all the time, right? So you're like, oh, really? Tell me more about that. You let them get excited. Don't you get all, because then now that distracts them and makes them wonder if something wrong is going to happen. Because now you have put yourself in the limelight instead of making their goal, their needs, their strengths in the limelight. Do you understand? So you literally are just ask the question. Okay? Poker face. Don't get all excited, because that then derails them. And they're going, what's going on? What's going on? What's going on? Am I doing something wrong? Is this a good idea? This guy's way too excited about this. This must not be good. Okay? Posture. Super important. All right? So tell me more about that. Yeah. Then it is. Okay. Let me just do it with you. Okay. We'll do it this way too. All right. So what did you like about what you saw?
The energy and the focus that I can have.
By the way, time out. You got to smile when you ask that question. And if you're face-to-face, eyes to their eyes. Did you hear me? Face-to-face, eye contact, and smile. Why? What does smile do again? Changes your nonverbal communication. Okay, not only that, what you do is contagious. So if you're frowning and you're serious and you're scared, guess what? They are too. If you're unsure, unsure has a look. Can you show me what unsure looks like? There. If that's the look you're reading the script with, they will be unsure. Do you understand? So when you read that script, it is confident. You're looking for the buying signs, and behind them, you're looking like, is this going to be the person that I'm going to see playing with their children? Is this the person that I'm going to get to see posting their before and after pictures? Is this the person that I'm going to see that has been healed of all these different diseases because they joined me on this? That's what you're wondering in your head. Is this the one I'm looking for? Okay, and it's an interview. All right, so what did you like about what you saw?
The energy and focus that I'm going to get throughout the...
I'm going to turn you this way
because
your facial expressions are so amazing. And I'm sure your butt is also, but I would rather.
Okay, yeah.
You're going to look at me, but yes. You're going to face me.
Oh, okay.
You're awesome.
Yes.
I'm sure the ladies over there are having a great time with you. However, I want them to stay focused on closing.
Absolutely.
You're a dog. You're such an absolute doll. Okay. All right. So what did you like about what you saw?
I liked being able to have energy and sustained focus throughout the entire day. That's really amazing.
Cool. Tell me more about that.
Well, usually around like 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock during the day, like I'm tired and I just don't want to do anything anymore. And I mean, if I just had this, if I had something that would, you know, if I had more energy, I'd be able to touch so many more lives. I'd be able to just go out there and just give more. I'd be able to just do more things.
Mm-hmm. So do you want to lose a little or a lot?
A lot.
What for?
So that I have so many more things to do throughout the day, so that I have so much more zeal and energy to put into activities and endeavors to grow.
That's awesome. So if you keep doing what you're doing right now, how long will it take you to be able to no longer crash 2 o'clock in the afternoon and feel like you have absolutely no energy to fill out your day and to have that desire to do so many more activities where you are impacting so many more people's lives but yet not have the energy or the motivation to do it? How long is it going to take you to change that if you stay with the plan that you're on right now?
Never.
So where do you see yourself getting started? Do you want to start kind of slow on the goal of having more energy and being able to accomplish more things in the day and being able to touch more people's lives and make a bigger difference? Or do you want to go twice as fast as what most people do so that you can crush that 2 o'clock thing that's been crushing you and be able to impact the lives that you want to impact?
I want to go fast.
Welcome aboard. Now, did I sell you?
No.
What happened?
You helped me discover me.
Uh-huh. And that's all of our jobs. That's our jobs, is to help people discover what they want. That's it. So notice, I kept eye contact, I smiled, I regurgitated his words. I did not translate his words. I didn't translate his words into my language. I used the exact same words he gave me. I gave them back to him. He closed himself. So what happens if a prospect closes themselves is they own it. What happens when you close them, they don't own it. They're only committed if they own it. They only stick with it if they own it, if it was their decision. But if they've been strong-armed, they don't own it. So this is why these questions exist, is you ask these very simple questions so that they are making the decision. And by the way, closing happens more than just in a presentation setting. Closing happens when you are in a meeting with maybe even your staff or your team, and you're looking to get a commitment of a task that needs to be completed, and you're looking for a result that needs to be done. It's the same thing. You ask the same questions. So you ask the questions, okay, so what did you like about what we talked about in this meeting of these tasks that need to be done? Well, I like da-da-da-da-da. I just did this yesterday, actually. Did the same exact thing on one of the breaks with some of my team. So what do you like about this idea? I like da-da-da-da-da-da. Okay, tell me a little bit more. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Okay, great. So if I'm hearing you right, you're saying that we should da-da-da-da-da. Yeah. Okay, so are you saying that you're ready to execute this and that you can? So by what time do you think that you can execute this? We can do it by 6 o'clock. Awesome. All right, so you're saying that you think this is a good idea because of X, Y, and Z, and you're saying that you would like to have it completed by 6 o'clock. Yeah. Great. Awesome. Done.
Wow.
They own it. I didn't tell them what to do. If you tell people what to do, they might do it. Some might do it begrudgingly. But if you present an idea or a task that needs to be done and you get their feedback on it and you ask these closing questions, again, tell me what you liked about what I just said. Tell me more about that. Okay, that next question on here. Do you want to make a little or a lot? Okay, so however which way that you form that to what you're doing, right? So in this case with weight loss. So are you guys looking to get a lot or a little out of this? That's simple. That's the same concept. We want to get a lot. Okay, so if we don't do this, what will the result be? X, Y, and Z. Great, so I'm hearing you say that you much rather have A, B, C than X, Y, and Z? Absolutely. Great. Welcome aboard. Let's go do it. Okay? Do you understand? So it's leading people down a series of questions where they're committing themselves. You're not strong-arming someone into a commitment. Okay? Grooming the Next Generation for Success, by the way, has these kind of scripts in it for your kids to get your kids to do their homework, to get their kids to make their bed. Do you understand? Get them to honor, to not use you as an ATM machine. Those are scripts inside of that training series that teaches you how to close your children on making wise choices, where it's their decision. It's not you strong-arming them, not you lording over them, but you drawing out of them a commitment. And that's what you want to do, is always draw out a commitment, not just hammer close people. Don't pressure people. Pressuring doesn't do anything. So if you're not hitting the close, it's just ask more questions, okay? And last and final, testimonials are always powerful with closing. They are always powerful. So in this case with you, right up here where it says, you know, how's it going? If you're calling someone back, let's say that you sent them to a presentation, you're going to call them back.
Mm-hmm.
You have a story for your product, correct?
Yes.
Yes. I would start with that story.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'd simply say, you know, how's it going? Great. Did you get a chance to review the information yet? Yes, I did. Well, I want to let you know that and tell your story. Make it a 30-second, no more than 30-second story. Mm-hmm. Really talk about how you felt before you used this system or this product or whatever, and then go into it. So what did you like about what you just heard? So you go then straight into that first question. Okay?
Yes.
But you want to go around telling your story everywhere all the time. Your story, everyone has a story, but your story is what draws people. That's what where the emotional connection comes from. Okay?
Okay.
And if people give you objections, you tell them stories.
Okay.
Okay? So have like 5 stories memorized. Okay?
Okay.
Have a story for those who said they couldn't afford it, but their health was so much more important to them that they found a way. Find a story for those that the spouse wouldn't support it. Find someone who had that same excuse. Find the one who says, oh, you know, I've tried those kind of things before in the past. Find a story for someone else who had that same excuse but still bought the product and still lost weight. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So whatever the main objections are, you want stories of people who had those same objections that overcome those objections and then how to resolve on their product.
Yes.
Did you hear what I said? Do you understand me? So you know what your basic objections are. Yes. Figure out what your basic objections are. Find testimonials that match those objections. 2 or 3 testimonials per one of those, you're golden. That prospect cannot say no. They cannot say no. Not to the facts when somebody else was in their same exact shoes, overcame. So now it's a question of, do you want to be just like Jackie, who overcame that same thing, or not? Got it?
Got it.
You're awesome.
Thank you.
Okay. Bless you. Bless you, bless you, bless you. Awesome. Okay, so let's go ahead and take an hour and a 15-minute break for lunch. Is that enough time for you? Who wants an hour and a half? Hour and a half. Let's take an hour and a half break for lunch.